Absolutely fascinating. Property expert Henry Pryor, thank you so much for talking to us. Well, I'm almost done for another day. Delighted to, but I say delighted.
Not I.
Not I'm contractually obliged to welcome John Holmes to the
studio. It's true.
Hello, John. Why did you have a good weekend?
Hi there, Julia Hartley Brewer.
Oh, that was really that was kind of ITV.
Was it?
Hi.
A bit ITV. Yeah. Well,
what's coming up on Loose Women?
Melon Sue have pulled it out of the. What did you say? What's coming up on Loose Women?
Yeah.
Rephrase that?
Isn't that kind of an ITV stuff?
Well, Mel and Sue brought up the nightly show, so I'm auditioning. There you go.
Oh, that I would pay good money
to
see.
I pay.
You're going to take all your various bearded, trendy people?
The team. Yeah.
As you call
I'll
them.
Take all of them. I mean, yeah. I'll use that term very loosely, of course. Today we're giving away some meat.
No one even asked you.
I know, but you were going to. So it's chicken, beef or lamb. I might throw in a tin of dog food, because today it's banned or stupidly named Croft's dog.
Absolutely.
If you'd like to play that, 8732.
I was going to say, dog food, you've been in the canteen. It's coming up after 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. I've got a funny feeling we'll be talking about Scotland again. Thank you so much for listening. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Luke is bricklaying near the coast. His closest Screwfix is 10 minutes away. Bradley is plastering an office in the city. His is even closer. With 500 stores right across the UK, you're never far away from your local Screwfix store. Find your nearest at screwfix.com. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
With BMW navigation and real-time traffic information as standard, the BMW 1 Series helps to keep you clear of the congestion and connected to the open road. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, hello, good afternoon, I am John Holmes. It's 1 minute past 1 o'clock, here's Tanya with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Sturgeon seeks second independence referendum for Scotland, plus huge rail strike hits northern England, and Boaty McBoatface sent on first Antarctic mission.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Nicola Sturgeon says she wants a second Scottish independence referendum either late next year or early in 2019. The First Minister will wait until then so the terms of Brexit are known. Next week she'll ask for the permission of the Scottish Parliament, followed by the UK government. Most voters in Scotland chose to stay in the EU, and Mrs Sturgeon says a special deal for the country hasn't been offered.
As we stand, for all we know, on the eve of Article 50 being triggered, not only is there no UK-wide agreement on the way ahead, but the UK government has not moved even an inch in pursuit of compromise.
Both the government and Labour have responded, saying another independence referendum would be divisive. Meanwhile, the bill, which will allow the Prime Minister to trigger Article 50, is expected to be passed today. It's thought MPs in the Commons won't support the amendments proposed by the House of Lords. Next, hundreds of thousands of commuters are facing disruption as workers from three rail companies are on strike. 2,000 RMT union members on Northern Rail, Merseyrail and Southern are walking out for 24 hours in a dispute over driver-only trains. Energy giant SSE is increasing its fuel prices by almost 7%. 2.8 million customers will be affected by the £73 a year price rise that will come into effect on the 28th of April. And Boaty McBoatface has been sent on its first Antarctic mission. The sub was named as a compromise after officials rejected the results of a poll to decide what to call a research ship. Boaty will investigate water flow in the Southern Ocean. Professor Mike Meredith from the British Antarctic Survey says it'll carry out a crucial role.
It can dive deep and it can stay down there for, you know, many days at a time, collecting data all in one go. So we can get data in much more detail than we've been able to from conventional techniques.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Good news for Boaty McBoatface
fans.
Tanya. How
Absolutely.
Are you, Tanya?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Well, I was working all weekend.
Were you?
Yeah, but
of course,
fine.
You're working a straight run, aren't you? Yes.
Yeah, 17 days in a row, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I think I'm on day 11. That's fine. I enjoy it, so, you know, can't complain.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Do you, though?
Of course.
Really, though.
Especially being here, John.
Really.
It's one of my favourite things to do.
Oh, convincing. good. All right, let's have the weather then. It looks all right today, doesn't it?
I mean,
I saw you glance out of the window there ahead of your weather.
I did. So, I always do that. Yeah. It is lovely and warm out there. Lots of sunshine. Plenty of sunshine around. I'm not going to burst into song. But rain is likely in the far northwest a little later on. But feeling very mild. The high 16 Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed, Tanya, there with the news. She'll be back, of course, with bonus news later on in the afternoon. 3.30 today. It's mineral news.
Yeah.
Animal news, vegetables, mineral news on consecutive days. Friday was vegetable. So we bring you, I mean, I know you're waiting for it. I know it's the highlight of many people's afternoon is the roundup of mineral news because, you know, everyone waits for news of mineral news. Can they get it anywhere else?
I don't think so,
well, the internet probably, but they're certainly not on the radio. So mineral news to make the time up because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Thank you, Tanya.
You're welcome.
And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says he won't be drawn into any mind games with Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho ahead of tonight's FA Cup quarter-final tie. The Blues face their former manager at Stamford Bridge with a Wembley semi-final up for grabs in Talk Sports live commentary game. United, meanwhile, are without a recognised striker for tonight's tie. Top scorer Zlatan Ibrahimovic is suspended, while Wayne Rooney, Marcus Rashford and Anthony Martial are either injured or ill. Wigan have sacked boss Warren Joyce after just 4 months in charge, with Graham Barrow taking interim charge until the end of the season. Joyce is the third manager to lose his job in the second tier in 4 days after Norwich parted ways with Alex Neil and Derby sacked Steve McLaren. It's believed County will speak to Gary Rowett about becoming their new manager today. Finally, rugby. French clubs Racing 92 and Stade Francais have announced they're merging to form one team. A single side will represent Paris at the top level from the start of next season. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
Thank you very much, Ben. Indeed, it's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Let's do a Monday programme.
Talk Radio.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No, no, no!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Pre-
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is, yes, and soon someone will throw open our phone lines and our Twitter lines and our text lines. Theresa May has said he'd like a request or a dedication.
I can't tell you what it is. It's just horrendous.
Yeah, you just go around giving bikes a belt.
And underneath it's just the band of the ring.
Love you.
As someone has smashed my living room window by throwing a thesaurus through it. It's made me feel really sad, unhappy, dejected, downcast, miserable, heartbroken, inconsolable, unhappy and crestfallen.
It's the voice of Islam.
We know she's pregnant. If I know anything about pregnant women, is they like to hit things.
Don't kill your spuds, just have them.
I'm probably having a kebab tonight.
Don't take the skin off.
This was the La La Land of 1939.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
so good afternoon then, and welcome indeed to your Monday afternoon talk radio based program. Running a full service today between 1 and 4 o'clock, unlike any number of railways it seems. They, of course, having a row about driver-only operated trains, because they say that the driver can't also operate the doors or something. I've been looking into the technology. I don't really understand this, because I've got a driver-operated car. It's my car, obviously. And I can easily operate the doors. So I don't know why it's so hard for people. Plus, if you're on a train, you know, like with a car, why not let the passengers operate the doors? I mean, my car doesn't have someone open the doors for them, does it? Some do, admittedly, with the chauffeurs or whatever, but that's just, you know, rich people. So why don't they compromise and just put the door openers on the train, so open the doors for anyone in first class, say, it, like, you know, like with a chauffeur-driven car. The rest of us will just do it ourselves. I really don't see the issue, anyway. Oh, speaking of trains, apparently, well, hang on a minute. Sorry, I'm just talking in my ear. 1 minute, yeah. Cass in my ear, yeah. Amateurish producer. Yeah, all right, so... Okay, like someone leaving Theresa May's schedule on the train. You may have seen that in the news. It turns out Cass, assistant producer, has left today's show on the train. So when I said we were running a full service today, it turns out we'll just have to kind of wing it as per usual. And with winging it in mind, there's no clear sense of how it's going to work, of course, as usual on this programme. So today, the day that the government's Brexit bill faces its final test in Parliament before it probably gets kicked back to the Lords, and then back to Parliament, and then back to the Lords, and so on until everyone is dead of Brexit boredom. Nicola Sturgeon, it seems, the Scottish First Minister, has been speaking in Scotland in the last hour and a half. Obviously, you know this by now, she's been saying something Scottish, in a Scottish accent, and everyone has agreed that it's quite important. But even though she's done that, I've just checked, and I can confirm to you this afternoon, right here, right now, it's 1:10, that Brexit is still boring, and we're all a bit sick of hearing about the whole bloody thing. Either do it or don't. To quote directly Nicola Sturgeon in the last hour and a half in Scottish Parliament, poo a Brexit or get off the potty. Hello there, I am John Holmes and you are most welcome along, dear listener. For your delight, as long as your delight bar is fairly low, here's what we'll be gifting you. The following radio features. Headline Hijack is on the way this afternoon. That is fake news rammed down your ears quite deliberately in the 2 p.m. bulletin. Tanya is bringing us the news this afternoon, for Victoria remains holiday-ish. But it will contain a news lie supplied by you. The number is 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Come on in, they say. The fake news water is lovely. I don't know what that means. Basically, you get to make the news up and, well, hear it broadcast on the radio during the actual news as truth. We'll also be going through the papers, of course. It's the Diversity Paper Review today. And the paper reviewer quota box we're ticking this very Monday is the one marked brown, as Mark is brown and will be here to do it. There's the day's big stories analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. Work experience punditry sees our work experience Sophie reviewing the weekend's television. There's all your reactions on the way as well. The big debate at 3 o'clock. A child will be discussing Brexit before hammering out a tune on a toy xylophone. All you have to do is identify the tune and let us know what you think it is, and you could get a Toddler Pops certificate, for it is this week's edition of Toddler Pops. We'll be helping another Kickstarter project by giving it a kick up the arse as well. If you've got a crowdfunding hope or dream you would like to promote on the radio, why not get in touch with us? The number's the same, of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
How much do they cost?
25 pence plus your standard network rate.
And there's your chance to win some meat in a game this afternoon, and that game will be a game of band or idiotically named Crufts Dog. Crufts, of course, over the weekend. But is the stupid name of a band, or the stupid, idiotically named dog at Crufts? Is it band or dog, basically? Chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg up for grabs. Why the box of organic veg, Cornelius?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. Or I'm going to throw in a tin of dog food as well, for your dog can win. And you can choose from chicken, beef or lamb for that as well, if you want. 87222 to
start
register.
Your message with the word talk.
Plus our brand new feature this afternoon. Now, it's a tough world, isn't it? So we are going to become the first ever radio show ever to offer an on-air safe space for snowflakes. That's right. If you're a sensitive millennial, then it is the feature for you. It's Snowflake Safe Space just after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Ginger Dave is not producing. Let's be honest, his very presence would make this place the opposite of a safe space, certainly for students. Ass broadcast is through the glass this afternoon. She's through the
miserable window.
Yep, she's a joy to work with. Marta's on the buttons. Hello, Marta.
Hi, John.
Yeah.
Hola.
Yeah, Tanya is on the news today. And paid intern Cornelius.
Woohoo!
Has just said woohoo. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. As ever, we're going to be starting with some music. All you have to do is figure out why and what song the music song... Sorry, what news story the music song is leading us towards. It's the clues are all there. All you have to do is figure out today's big story from the musical clue. That's it. Play along at home, it's just for fun. Talk Radio in the afternoons then, I'm John Holmes. And here comes that aforementioned music.
Never saw it as the start. It's more a change of heart. Rapping on the windows, whistling down the chimney pot. Blowing off the dust in the room where I forgot. I laid my plans in solid rock. Stepping through the door like a troubadour, while I'm just an hour away. Looking at the trees on the roadside, feeling it's a holiday. But you and I should ride the coast and wind up in our favorite coast just miles away. Roll a number, write another song like Jimmy heard the day by the train. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la. Sipped another rum and coke, told a dirty joke. Walking like Groucho, sucking on the number 10. Rolling on the floor with the cigarette buns walled in. I miss the crush and I'm home again. Stepping to the door where the night is star wine just an hour away. Stepping to the sky and the star bright, feeling it's a brighter day. In our favorite coast just miles away. Roll a number, write another song that Jimmy heard the day.
Ocean Colour Scene on Talk Radio in the afternoons, the day we caught the train. But why?
You and I should ride the tracks and find ourselves just waiting through tomorrow.
Why would we be playing Ocean Colour Scene on the radio?
You and I, when we're coming down, we're only getting back, and you know I feel no sorrow.
On what is, of course, a Talk Radio station, primarily, anyway. Well, there'll be a reason. The reason, of course, is for us to get to today's big story. But what could that big story be? The clues are all in there. Play along at home. As I say, Cornelius, you've been trying to work it out.
I've been trying.
Oh, yeah.
Look at my workings out.
You've done your workings. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. So what do you think today's big story?
Well, John.
Based on Ocean Colour Scene's Day We Caught the Train.
This song, John.
Yeah. Yes.
Has the word train in.
The word training? No.
No. Train.
Yes.
End word. In.
Yes, it does.
Now, I happen to know,
yes,
thank you to a number of reliable news sources.
Yes. Not Talk Radio, then.
No. The trains have gone on strike.
They have.
Every single train has gone on strike.
Yes. All of them across the entire world.
Yes.
Today, there are no trains in
the
world.
No trains. International No Trains Day.
Yep.
Is it that? Is that why we're playing The Day We Caught the Train?
No.
Well, that would be a bit ironic, because no one can catch a train.
It's close. Mm. It's also International Trains Gender Day, of course, when various trains can swap sex,
mm-hmm.
Which is good, and they should be allowed to.
Yes.
So it's that, and it's also... It's not either of those stories.
Hmm.
So I'll tell you what the story is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it something to do with the ocean, a colour, or a scene?
Ah,
the ocean.
Now
a rising water levels.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Right. No, it's essentially, it is to do with a train, but it's not a striking train. It's a train where Theresa May, this is in the papers today, left an important schedule on a visit to Cheshire on a train, right? Just the latest politician to leave something possibly a security
threat.
It's a threat. She left her own schedule saying where she was going to have dinner that night, or the hotel she was staying in, just on a train.
We may as well open the borders to ISIS, John.
Yes.
We shouldn't, actually.
No,
bad
right.
idea.
Bad idea. I was just trying to think that through. Let's not open the borders to ISIS. I say no to that.
Good idea.
Yeah, but instead I say, let's talk to somebody.
Let's close the borders to ISIS.
Yes, yes. And let's not leave things on trains. Why do politicians leave the things on the trains? What is the security risk? We're gonna find out exactly what's happened. There's a bit of a history to this, of course. David Cameron famously left his child in a pint of beer. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
She drowned. So, what should we talk to? I know, a guest. Aspodcast is through the glass. She's going to book us one. It's her job to. I imagine she's been working on that all morning, probably had something in place for ages. Hi, Cass.
Yeah.
Could you get us guest, please?
Hi.
Okay.
Guest.
Hi, Con.
Hi, how was your weekend, Cass?
Hi, Cass.
You had a lovely time. Happy Cass. Happy Cass.
It was all right.
Happy.
Clean the conservatory.
You don't have a conservatory.
You've got a conservatory.
Yeah.
That's where she lives.
Well, I mean...
She just lives in a conservatory.
Well, I know for a fact that she lives in a cave on a hill.
Oh, right.
With a cat and a broomstick. So, surprise.
You live in a Fisher-Price house, so that's all you fit in. That was Martha laughing.
I know it was. Could you get us a guest, please?
Yep.
Thanks. We'll talk to somebody next about security, politicians, why they leave stuff on trains. Next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
We're in Dartmoor and I've come inside to what is a giant barn, and I'm here with Sam, a reservist. Sam, what are we going to do now? I'm pretty hungry.
Well, it's time for lunch. So what we're doing is we're getting our stove lit. We have got tuna bean pasta and some blueberry turnover. So are you willing to give that a try?
Yep, sounds delightful.
And hopefully we'll get a hot drink as well.
Well, it's hot.
Is it hot? Well, that's an achievement. That's good. The training's worked.
It's actually nice.
You're enjoying it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll give your chicken a little bit longer and then you can try that.
You were reservist, so you must have a normal day job.
I do. In my day job, I'm a civil servant. Sitting behind a desk every day, you know, that's what, partly why I do it, is to get out and about, as I say, do something completely different, push you outside your comfort zone, as we are now, stood here shivering on Dartmoor. So, no, it's good.
Don't do the every day, on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In March, we've got 65mm Class B engineering bricks for only 25 pence each ex-vat. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
On the 25th of October 2016... the government announced Heathrow as its preferred scheme for new airport capacity in the South East. A national consultation is now underway to discuss what happens next. Go online to find out more. More about what expansion at Heathrow Airport may mean for the United Kingdom as a whole. And more about what it could mean for your own region. And quite simply, to have your say. Search Heathrow Airport Expansion.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
All restrictions on the London Band M20 have been lifted after emergency repairs at Junction 5 near Aylesford. Trouble in Bath for the A4 Charlotte Street. That's been closed by an accident near to Monmouth Place, both directions, and it's causing queues. Clear enough the M6 South near Coventry, but the northbound M6, as you move between Coventry and Birmingham, is struggling. Two lanes are closed, junctions 5 to 6 because of an accident. Queues back to 4A. And the M4 Second Severn crossing is busy eastbound because of an accident blocking one lane. I'm Joanna Adams.
This summer, there'll almost definitely be a heatwave, but there may be a wind chill factor in July and August, bringing an Arctic feel to proceedings. Temperatures will be between 12 and 35 degrees, or thereabouts.
At Experian, we can't predict the future, but our credit matcher service can help you find credit cards and personal loans you're more likely to be accepted for before you apply, without affecting your credit score. Take the guesswork out, get your free Experian credit score and try Credit Matcher today at experian.co.uk. Experian Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. See website for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just coming up to a Monday afternoon style time. Hello, I am John Holmes, and a lot of your reactions, of course, have been coming in to the Talk Radio studio. It's what you'd expect. It's a Talk Radio station. It thrives on reactions. We very much feed off them. Feed me, Cornelius.
Just go away.
Right. Have you got some reactions in?
Yes.
Okay, read them out.
John, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. If he comes round here, I've got my beer in the side door here. Let mother sort it out. And if he comes round here, that's coming from Chaz and Dave. Yeah, listening a lot recently.
Yeah.
John, I can't believe that cyber sex gangs are blackmailing 30 Brits a day. You think those 30 Brits would get wise? That's coming from a joke.
Right. Thanks very much. Thanks very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, here's the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anybody else.
Let's talk about today's big story. So on the very day that it passes through Parliament again via the Lords again, we learn that Theresa May left Brexit on a train. Now, the Prime Minister was on a visit to Cheshire, we understand, a journey she began when she was still Ian Duncan Smith's Shadow Secretary for Disabled People and Women in 1998. But due to a series of cancellations, strikes and overrunning engineering works followed by replacement buses, she only got to Cheshire on that journey this weekend, 19 years later. But after she got off the train, the Mirror, among other newspapers this morning, are reporting that Brexit was found on the floor of a first-class carriage by a member of the public who handed it in. The reason that Theresa May hasn't triggered Brexit yet, Jeremy Corbyn, telling Talk Radio early today, the reason that Brexit hasn't been triggered yet is that Theresa May left Brexit on a train. She can't very well trigger it if it's not in her bag. This is typical of the Tories being careless. That's the quote from Labour. It comes, of course, as... from a long line of this kind of thing happening. David Cameron famously left his child in a pub. And in the 80s, after Mrs. Thatcher... she left the miners out to dry, famously, as well, didn't she? But leaving important confidential stuff in cars and taxis, trains and pubs seems to be the way. It's hardly uncommon. But have there ever been consequences about it? On the line is Dr. David Lowe. He's a former counter-terrorist detective. He's a lecturer in crime and security. Hello, Dr. David Lowe.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon. Thank you for talking to us. Much obliged. Now, so we've seen this before, haven't we? Ed Miliband left some briefing notes in the Commons toilets once. Lord Falconer left some things on a train to Newcastle. David Cameron, of course, left his child in a pub. What is it about politicians that leave them to be absent-minded with valuable things?
I just don't know, especially this day and age. I mean, we've also had reports about USB sticks being left on trains that pretty revealing documents on it, and you would think this day and age that people would just be a bit more careful in how they're handling these, especially if it's a sensitive document, and certainly if it's a hard copy. I mean, I just find it incredible that on this occasion the actual document itself that was on the floor of the train.
Yeah, I mean, it suggests, doesn't it, that she's sort of stood up and it's just sort of fallen off her lap, or I mean, we all left stuff on track. You know, I left a scarf once. But it's not the same, is it? It's not, you know, I'm not, it doesn't matter. But it matters if it's her entire schedule for that day and where she's staying and where she's having dinner. And is there no one, you know, with her who's going to be checking this stuff?
Well, you'd expect so. I mean, obviously, I'd change it. I mean, I've done it myself when I'm travelling from Liverpool down to London and vice versa. I'll do some work on the train. But I'm always very careful to make sure I put them back in my bag again, because these are documents. I mean, if I'm reading the paper, I don't mind leaving that there, because I'm not going to take it with me because I read it. But, you know, especially when you're in these positions, you think they'd be ultra-careful, ultra-cautious. I mean, the other side of it as well is going, coming out of meetings with your documents, revealing contents of a meeting. I mean, we've seen that a couple of times. Which is also surprising now, because, you know, we've seen what's happened. You know, certainly we've seen the printed press and so on. The cameras have picked up, and it's either A, caused embarrassment, and I know there was one from 2009 where Bob Quick, when he was commander of counterterrorism in the country, there were some issues there to deal with an operation, and as a result, investigators had to then make a decision and went earlier than they would normally do, and as a result, evidence wasn't there that they were expecting because they went too early.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of quite staggering that this can happen at all, given the history of it, and which would you think make people double check. I mean, do they get formal training in this kind of stuff? I mean, this is, you know, when they are in charge of these documents, does anyone sit them down and give them any sort of training, or is it just kind of like, yeah, there's your work stuff, get on with it?
I don't think there's any formal training as such. I think sometimes it's just common sense, John, to say, if you're dealing with sensitive documents, and certainly if you're in a position like where you're dealing with, like, the Prime Minister or ministers, and on that documentation are addresses where they're going, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to realise the potential, if that fell into the wrong hands, that whatever meetings could be a compromise, or even a security risk. I don't think you need formal training. I think it's just common sense.
It is common sense, yeah.
These lapses of concentration can happen. And as you say, I mean, when you look at certain figures like the Prime Minister or the Minister, they're not normally on their own. And you'd expect someone to support them and make sure they've got all the documentation, especially the working.
Yeah,
on sensitive documents.
And there was also that case recently, of course, where the Labour Party left Jeremy Corbyn on the floor of a train. Do you remember that? That was a terrible oversight. But the bad news is, for the Labour Party, really, is that they remembered he was there and they've got him back. Which I understand he was handed it lost property, and it took about 3 weeks, and no one wanted to claim it. But eventually, they worked out who owned him. Dr. David Lowe, thank you very much for talking to us. Former counter-terrorist detective, now lecturer in crime and security, giving us an insight there into the fact that politicians. Yeah, just have no common sense whatsoever, it would seem, which I think we probably knew anyway. David Cameron, of course, famously left his child, as we say, in that pint of beer that time, which his wife then drank. And they only got the child back, of course, when his wife urinated when they got home, and the child was able to escape from her bladder. It's politicians for you. Right, if you've got a thought on that, which politician would you like to leave on a train? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's just after 1:30 now, and Tanya's here on Talk Radio with the news.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Downing Street says a second independence referendum for Scotland would be divisive and cause huge economic uncertainty at the worst possible time. Nicola Sturgeon says she wants to give Scottish people a real choice between Brexit and leaving the UK. A vote could take place as early as autumn next year. SNP MP Stephen Gethin says they want to give people stability.
We're in a situation where we have an increasingly isolationist Tory government that's seeking a hard Brexit that will cost tens of thousands of jobs. Now, we have a responsibility to those who will be impacted, to the damaging economic impact of Brexit, to try and support those jobs.
Jeremy Corbyn says Labour won't try to block the referendum at Westminster if it's backed by Holyrood. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister could be on the brink of triggering Brexit as the government's bill to start the process may be passed today. MPs are expected to reject changes which were added by the House of Lords. Next, a Royal Marine who shot an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan will find out the result of an appeal against his murder conviction on Wednesday. The Court Martial Appeal Court in London will announce its decision in a challenge brought by Sergeant Alexander Blackman. They've heard argument that fresh psychiatric evidence would have provided him with a diminished responsibility defence. Parents in Ethiopia have been searching through a pile of rubbish for missing children after a mound of waste collapsed on a settlement, killing at least 50 people. The landslide, which happened in the capital Addis Ababa on Saturday, destroyed 49 homes and left 28 people injured. Hundreds of people live on the 50-year-old Repi dump, looking for food and recyclable metal they can sell. And cosmetics firm Lush is threatening to focus its expansion outside of the UK because of Brexit. It recently opened a new manufacturing plant in Dusseldorf in Germany and is concerned it could suffer if the free movement of goods and people becomes restricted. The weather will be warm and sunny for most of the UK today, but some rain is likely in the far northwest later. The high 16 Celsius. And there's more news in half an hour.
There is more news in half an hour, and it will contain a lie. Made-up news lie.
Which is very difficult for me, because I find it hard to lie.
Mm.
But, you know, I do what I'm told.
You do. That's right. We're grateful for it. But the thing is, it's not any old lie, is it? It's a lie made up by you, the listener. All right? So we need your fibs, your fabrication and your fakery to go into Tanya's mouth and come out of it sounding true. It's fake. Fake news is a thing, but here it's been a thing long before fake news was a thing. And we invite you to make it up, please. We call it headline hijack. So it's just a paragraph. Just a news lie.
Just two sentences. Will
really?
Do.
I'll do, won't it?
Yeah.
It's absolutely fine. Just a couple of sentences. Write it down. Send it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere do you like.
And you could hear your lie broadcast as fact just after 2 o'clock this afternoon in Tanya's Bulletin. Thank you very much, Tanya.
Thank you.
In the next bit, then, some of your headline hijacks that have been coming in so far, and we will be having today's diversity paper review. Mark will be here to run through the big stories in the papers. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And here it is. Have you got a pen or pencil and a piece of paper? I'm going to give you the recipe for a perfect Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. A portion of politics, a cup full of current affairs, and a caster sugar bowl full of showbiz. All that and music news, and we are spoiling you each and every breakfast. Mmm, there's a mouthful.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. Right, let's sidle sideways, shall we? To, I don't know, what? Towards Headline Hijack. Yes, that's right. This is what's been coming in so far for that made-up news nonsense. Guild of British Glue Manufacturers, this is coming from Darren, hello Darren, thank you, has announced that the country is currently facing an adhesive shortage following a lack of resources. Now this of course follows the vegetable crisis, doesn't it? It's the same thing. Post-Brexit, what's happened is that the weather has been quite poor in Spain and on the continent, which is where we get most of our glue from. They grow it over there, of course, on glue farms. And the glue crops have failed, nearly. I mean, there's none on the shelves now. And you have to... It's very hard to get a Pritt stick. And so the good news, however, that post-Brexit, many of these European supply lines have fallen into difficulty. But, of course, the group has now said... This is the Guild of British Glue Manufacturers. Good news, the Cheltenham Festival is about to start. So glue supply should be... back on the shelves.
Couldn't have come at a better time, really.
It couldn't, to be honest with you. Yeah. What have you got, Cornelia?
Yes, this is from Michael, who says, the professor who had his interview live on the BBC interrupted by his two children has announced that he's going to tour a number of universities in the UK with a number of ticketed lectures. The lectures will focus on international relations in the Korean Peninsula and will have the crescendo of his children comically interrupting the talk.
Yeah, which will be hugely popular, of course.
Yeah, really funny.
Hugely popular.
Apparently they're going to bring out a Christmas single as well.
Apparently so, yeah.
The baby dancing in and then the smaller baby dancing in.
Yeah, and the mum apparently is going to slam that door in the background, if you've seen the video, just as the drum beat.
Yeah.
Just slamming that for Christmas. I think, you know, he's also been going, there's rumours he's going on Strictly with the kids.
Really?
Yeah, because dancing, you know, there's kids dancing in the background. So he's,
just every dance, the kids just wander on and sort of
interrupt
join
the dance,
in. Yeah, that'd be good.
I think that's what the people would.
Yeah, definitely.
What we'd all like, isn't it? Right, get in touch with us. Get in touch with us now. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We're also on, you know, social media. We're on RedTube. We're on Grindr. So just get in touch this afternoon, and you can, get in touch by getting in touch. Get in touch by getting in touch on the radio. Just get in touch. I suggest you get in touch. And after the traffic and travel, we will be going towards the newspapers, which will be reviewed today by Mark. It's our diversity paper review. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, and Mark is brown, so that's that box ticked. All on the way before 2, and don't forget our new feature just after 2 o'clock, Snowflake Safe Space. There. We needed a new name for that. Right, it's all on the way. And you can win some meat as well in a game of Band or stupidly named Croft's Dog. All coming before 4. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Gary, I came as quick as I could. What's the matter, Larry? All this week, the Sun have only gone and got the favourite pull-out for full-on Cheltenham coverage.
You horsing around?
No, and they've also got a new free tipping game with a share of 20 grand up for grabs.
We better trot on and get involved. Pick up the Sun for a full-on Chelter belter.
When Ollie found a hole in his work boot one morning, Screwfix were already open with a brand new pair in his size. When Tom realised the handsaw he had wasn't right for the job, Screwfix were right around the corner with something a bit more powerful. And when Colin ran out of guttering, Screwfix's click and collect got him back to work in no time. 500 stores nationwide, all open early till late, and click and collect in as little as 1 minute. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years?
I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online, and I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds, making people smile for 60 years.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic's busy through Wardlow in Derbyshire. The A623 is currently closed to the west of Wardlow because of a multi-vehicle accident. There's still significant delays for the M6 North near Birmingham. Two lanes are at junctions 5 to 6 because of an accident. Queues are back to junction 4A at the M42. But the southbound M6 is back up to speed. There's delays around the centre of Bristol because of restrictions for works on Rupert Street, the A38. But better news in Bath, the A4 Charlotte Street has reopened after problems there. I'm Joanna Adams.
This summer, there'll almost definitely be a heatwave. But there may be a wind chill factor in July and August, bringing an Arctic feel to proceedings. Temperatures will be between 12 and 35 degrees, or thereabouts.
At Experian, we can't predict the future, but our Credit Matcher service can help you find credit cards and personal loans you're more likely to be accepted for before you apply, without affecting your credit score. Take the guesswork out, get your free Experian credit score and try Credit Matcher today at experian.co.uk. Experian Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. See website for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons, yes, and I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions have been coming in, of course, to Talk Radio, as you'd expect them to. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. John, I'm just glad I have a job that if I forget something on the train, I don't get so chastised so much. Yeah. That's coming from a terrorist. And this is from Michael, who says, John, why doesn't the Prime Minister just live on a train?
Yeah, good questions. All do get in touch with your thoughts. Of course, you know the number by now, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word.
Any word you like. Now, the news. Well, we know we'll be talking, we're going through the papers in a moment with Mark. But, of course, we know now of a new Scottish referendum. Nicola Sturgeon this morning in Scotland announced that that she's going to be calling for a referendum. Now, it has to be ratified as an idea by the Scottish Parliament, of course. Labour, Jeremy Corbyn said he thinks it's wrong to hold another referendum so soon. He thinks Scottish Labour will oppose it. I mean, there's much in the news. There's all this stuff as well about Brexit in all the papers. I mean, as if we weren't sick of it already. The G20 nations in the Guardian. There's the dereliction of duty from David Davis. Yeah. The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it, John.
I mean, boring. But anyway, it's all right because we're here to help you by taking the news and livening it up, making it easier to understand by running it through the filter marked Japanese poetry, 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We present for you the news in haikus. Thank you.
Turkish president calls Holland Nazis. Think he misheard hollow clogs.
Hollow clogs. Right, it's that's fine, isn't it? That's the news in haikus. But now,
not sure that is fine.
It's not fine. Now Mark is here because it's time for today's diversity paper review. Yes, we are the most diverse programme in broadcasting, thank you for asking. And the reason we are is because each day we welcome in a different diversity minority to go through the newspapers for us. It is our feature that ticks all of the boxes, and we are proud and happy to do our bit. Today, Mark is here. Mark's diversity is that he is...
obese and brown.
Yeah, he's got two. He's got two of them. Two Diversity Mark, we call you in the office now.
Yeah.
So welcome along, Mark. Good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
Hello,
I love
Mark.
Being here. It's like going to a kid's disco, a school disco when you were a child, because all the boys are on this side of the studio.
Yeah.
All the girls are through the glass on that side. And
that's true. They we have Marta out there on the buttons, of course. And we have, well, I'm going to say Cass, who is a witch. And she smells of her egg, but she's out there
and in female form.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the, one of the forms she takes.
Yeah,
sometimes she's in the office as a black cat. Well, that's fine. So what's in the papers, Mark?
This is something that I thought I'd talk about. It's not quite made the papers just yet because it's only just been announced. But Nicola Sturgeon is going to be doing once a second referendum.
That's what it's absolutely...
I reckon they'll put that in the papers tomorrow.
I think we could be talking about that a little bit tomorrow. That is absolutely true. But we should talk about it now because obviously it's breaking news as we're on air.
Yeah.
And but the papers this morning anyway, all leading with Brexit stuff. So it all ties in.
Yeah, so we had the EU referendum 9 months ago and it's taken Nicola Sturgeon 9 months to get her head around it.
Yeah. That's quite complicated.
It is tough. And now she's decided that she needs a second Scottish referendum.
Yeah. Were we expecting this today? Because I don't know, we weren't expecting the announcement of a referendum, were we? We thought it'd be a sort of last sort of chance saloon.
There was kind of rumours and whispers last week, because she'd given an interview to the BBC that this might be on the cards, and kind of suggested autumn 2018 as the time she wants to do it in.
But so, why 2018? No, because Brexit would be triggered by then, but the negotiations still ongoing.
Well,
give her just a lay of the land. Is that what she's?
Yeah, because so what she thinks will happen is by then we'll know what nature the Brexit will take.
Yes.
What exactly? How
hard Brexit? Soft Brexit? Runny Brexit?
Yeah, that kind of Brexit. Yeah, yeah. So by that stage we'll know what's going on. So the Scottish people will know. But I think it's a bit crazy to have another referendum, because only what, 3 years ago when they had their first referendum, they said this was a once in a generation issue. This was, you know, the one chance Scottish people are going to get. So either life expectancy is very low in Scotland.
Well, it is.
But 5 years?
Yeah. Do a lot of heroin, don't they?
Yeah. Well, we've all seen Trainspotting.
Exactly.
We all know what happens up there.
A documentary.
Yeah.
It is odd. But I suppose the circumstances are odd, because it would have been a once in a generation opportunity, but then Brexit happened, which no one was expecting. Scotland voted the other way and want to remain.
Yeah.
So why do they want to be by default swept up in? I mean, but it will be odd, won't it, if Scotland become independent and are still part of Europe, and we're simply here not being.
Yeah. There's got it's going to be really hard to break the two countries up as well. Like, if they go independent and want to stay in Europe, they're going to have their own army, they're going to have a border between us. Presumably,
well, there used to be a wall.
Yeah, you know, but it's all a bit crumbled now, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, Trump's building one from scratch. They could just...
Walls are in fashion.
Exactly what I'm saying, yeah. What we could do is just take Scotland, right, and move it down to Cornwall, right?
Yeah.
And the bottom half of England, right? And then just shift England up a bit into the gap left by Scotland, because then Scotland would be nearer Europe, physically, right? And then England would be further away, and that might be an answer to it. Because all you've got to do there is just... I mean, it's not difficult, is it? You just move Scotland down here. You just call that... You just work out the space.
Yeah.
Right? I know they've got some islands, but you can probably tow those down.
But I'm not up for that because Scotland's a lot colder than it is over here.
Yeah, the weather's this
is
rubbish.
Like, yeah, but they've got nice mountains, which means we'd get those. So we get, what you do is you bring Scotland here, then we give them London. Right, and then we'll and then call that Edinburgh. Just swap the names out. It's not difficult. Right, and then just give them the bottom bit of the country that's the same size, and we'll just move everything up.
But also, they like some of the SNP people say that they're more they have more to, like in common with Scandinavia than they do with like us.
Yeah, you
European
can't have
countries.
Everything.
But they want to be in Scandinavia. That's what I've heard. Just like,
I mean, it's, I mean, yes, it's a tricky business, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, and the whole Brexit thing has started something that could end up breaking up the United Kingdom. In this way, which it probably would. Do you think, in your opinion, Mark, in your esteemed opinion, if there was another Scottish referendum, do you think it would go the other way this time and they would go independent? I have a feeling they might.
I don't think they will. I think what's going to happen is it's one referendum too far for the Scots, and they're going to go emphatically tell us they want to stay with the union in the union, and then the SNP will have to disappear.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where they go from there if they lose it.
You mean the union of the UK rather than the European Union?
Yeah. Yeah.
So many unions, aren't there?
The Union of the Snake is the one that I join.
Yeah.
It's on the right. So, all right. Okay, so we'll, that'll definitely be a big story tomorrow, of course.
Yeah, that's going to be huge tomorrow.
Has done this.
It's definitely happening, then?
Well, no, she's definitely going to ask for it. Theresa May has the final say. The Prime Minister, Westminster.
Oh, so it's not going to happen, then?
But they could. What they could do is what they do in Spain, where Catalonia just have endless referendums all the time.
Meaningless. Yeah.
That don't mean anything, but they go, yeah, we still want independence. Yeah. And well, the Spanish government goes, yeah, well, we didn't approve.
Basically,
that.
There's going to be a massive row, which is probably going to be quite exciting, given that the whole Brexit referendum thing we're all a bit bored of now, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
As Nicola Sturgeon said this morning, either poo a Brexit or get off the potty. I'm paraphrasing.
I'm highly cynical, and I think there's lots of people who make money from referendums. And therefore, if I was being super cynical, I'd say expect more referendums coming our way soon.
Is it the people who print ballot papers?
Yeah.
You think they're behind it all?
We should just go into the ballot paper printing company then.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
And the booth building.
The booths.
Booth builders.
Little pencils on strings.
Old ladies in the voting centre.
Yeah.
And ironically, after Brexit, it's the polls that are making all the money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Coming over here with their stations.
Yeah.
Polling stations. All right, what else is in the papers, Mark?
It was crossed this weekend.
It was.
And there's this dog that's won it.
There is. And what's it called?
Hold on, I did know what
it's Miami.
Miami McWoof face or something, is it?
Miami Inc., a two-year-old American Cocker Spaniel.
No, it's got three
Afterglow
names.
Afterglow Miami Inc.
Miami Inc. Sounds more like a corporation.
Miami Inc. was a successful television show, wasn't it, for a little while?
Was it?
Yeah, it was. It was set in a tattoo parlor in Miami,
right?
And they just kind of followed the ongoings of the tattoo parlor. It was interesting.
Is the dog tattooed?
No.
Oh,
but
that's
the
a
dog,
shame.
I think, looks slightly deformed, and not in
a deformed
good
dog.
Way. Yeah,
not in a good way.
Not in a good way. I read a lot of comics. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Yeah, that explains it. Yeah.
And there's lots of the papers today about kind of inbreeding and dogs and animal welfare, and that actually stuff like crufts is quite bad for dogs because they try and breed certain characteristics into them.
I was reading an interview with the woman. I don't know whether it was the one who owns the winner,
yeah,
but who use hair straighteners on them. They actually plug them in hot air straighteners and hair straighteners and then slide it down the dog's fur. So that's not right, is it?
That's not right
that's
at
not
all,
right
is it?
At all.
That's not right in humans, really. When you think about it, I'm going to take two hot rods and stick my hair through it. What's wrong with people? Don't do that to your own hair. Definitely don't do that to the dog's hair.
A dog.
Yeah.
Anyway. The BBC dropped Crufts about 10 years ago, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because of animal cruelty.
Right.
So what channel is it on now?
Is it on Channel 4?
Yeah, with Alan Carr.
Really?
As if it wasn't tortuous enough.
Yeah.
Oh, a dog! Oh!
Is it presented like one of those documentary shows like that they'd have on Channel 4 that look at odd things that happen? That strange things that people do.
Oh, look at my dog! Oh, hair straighteners! Oh! It's on a car.
Is it?
Yep. Right, okay, so this it's called Afterglow Miami Inc. It won Best in Show.
It won Best in
and
Show.
It's what sort of dog is it? It looks stupid.
It's a American Cocker Spaniel.
Yep.
Yeah.
It looks like a sort of, I don't know what it is. So it's like, you know, you used to see those now very questionable child beauty pageants.
Oh, no.
In America. You know those?
Yeah.
It's like that, but for dogs. And it's just all a bit weird. And I think anyone who owns a dog like that and does that to it, right, it should get help. I'll say that now. I'm saying it right now. Anyone who's got does that to a dog, right, should get help.
Thing is, all the ones that don't win, they just kill them, don't they?
Yeah.
Shoot them. They harambe them.
Yeah. Straight after the show.
Frankly, I agree with it.
I don't think it's right at all.
Don't you?
No,
well,
I do,
because they're clearly ugly dogs. No one wants them. Get rid.
The winners
apologise on behalf of
Cod, actually.
My ex-colleague now. It's dog rhetoric. Kill the owners, I say. Reverse it. Like
No, you're wrong. Kill the dogs.
No, kill the owners.
Kill the dogs.
Kill the owners.
Trick them into one of those tunnels there. Get through the tunnel, but when they're on the other end, it's one of those places where they kill cows.
Is it? Right, an abattoir?
Yeah. So the dog. Abattoir.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what you do is you swap it over. The dogs should be left fine to run free, and the people who own the dog, do this to dogs, should be pushed through the tunnels, where lured through with the sound of ABBA, into a toire at the other end, right? And then minced. For dog food, ironically.
Yeah.
And then fed to their own dogs to give them shiny coats, so they don't need to be touched with hot iron.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see what side of the debate the listeners come down on.
Yeah.
Who should be killed, the dogs or the owners?
Yeah.
Well, that's the motto of Crofts, isn't it? Kill or be killed.
Yeah. Alan Carr. Oh, kill or be killed. Oh! Oh, look at the owner being minced up. Oh, speaking of mints, what? I've got a bowlful here for a dog. Anyway, who else is in the papers? Very quickly,
a couple. Obviously, we know America is well into big pranks at the moment. They recently elected Donald Trump as their president.
Yeah.
This couple who thought they were on a tour of Hollywood, they're a British couple from Bristol. They were actually part of an elaborate prank created by Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the Oscars, where they actually ended up in the Oscar ceremony. They didn't know how they got there. They just kind of walked through it. They were told, like, go look at this bit of Hollywood through this door, walked in, and it was the Oscars. I think this is great.
And they were just hanging out.
They were just hanging out with, like, Denzel Washington and
they were just
Nicole
on
Kidman.
ITV News on that screen, actually.
So why are you watching television during the programme?
Well, I don't know. There's tellys
in
it.
He can't control his eyes, mate.
No, that's true, actually. Yeah. Anyway, all right, that's it. I mean, we talk about that more, but no. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
For coming in to do today's paper review. That's all in the papers. It's all Crofts and Brexit and Nicola Sturgeon and that'll be tomorrow. And Oscar couple. And Mark, is that a diversity paper review? Remind us of your diversity.
Obese and brown.
Thank you. In the next bit of the programme, new feature on the way. That's right. It won't work or anything, but we'll try it out. It's called Snowflake Safe Space. You know, it's a thing, that, isn't it, now? People are offended by all kind of things nowadays, and happy to complain at the drop of a hat. But what you need is a safe space. It's a fashionable thing. We're going to provide one. I think it's radio's first ever one. If something offends you, no matter how innocuous, then get in touch and you can come on the radio and tell us about it and why it upsets you so, and send you to your safe space. Tell us your trigger word. Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Hashtag Snowflake Safe Space.
You can ring as well.
Yeah.
03444991000.
There you go. Calls are charged at your national rate. Now, headline hijack next as well. A made-up news story in the news. Of course, we need a winner. Somebody who's got their lie into Tanya's mouth. It'll come out sounding like fact. Cornelius, who has winned it?
It's Sharon.
And where's he or she from?
Somersby.
Good. Sharon in Somersby. Well done. You are today's headline hijacker. Your story in the news next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip. Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Get a cracking Vauxhall at the Vauxhall sales event from the 17th to the 21st of March. Plus, you'll get £500 spending money. Plus, you'll beat the April tax rises, saving up to £500. And whichever Vauxhall you choose, you'll love our efficient engines and superb infotainment. So technically, it's a win-win-win-win situation. To find out more, search Vauxhall sales event. On selected models across the range, registered by 31st March. At participating retailers from 17th to 21st March. £500 on a prepaid debit card. Full T's and C's apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/sales event.
Right now, there's great deals not to be missed at Jewson, like specialist boards, whether you're
soundproofing,
waterproofing, or fireproofing. Get the big name boards you need for nailed down prices from just £7.69 each, or grab 100 raw plug metal self drilled plasterboard fixings for only £7.99. Plus, don't get stuck without plasterboard joint tape. Get 3 rolls for just £10. Everything you need to get the job done from Jewson. Prices subject to VAT at 20%. Go to jewson.co.uk to find your nearest branch.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell and Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Immense battles lie ahead. Generals ready their troops. Reigning champions, fallen heroes, and talented pretenders will all collide. Cheltenham is coming. Our best odds guaranteed at the festival. Price boosts at 10:30 and midday. Bonuses on all multi-bets. And extra places daily. Conditions and exclusions apply. Betfred, at the heart of Cheltenham. Keep it fun, gamble responsibly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. If you've just joined us, it's Monday. I'm John Holmes, and here's Tony with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM's reaction to Sturgeon's call for second Scottish referendum. Plus, rail strikes cause major disruption for commuters. And Adele reveals a secret.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Scotland's First Minister will seek approval for a second independence referendum with a vote as early as autumn next year. Theresa May has called the move divisive, saying it would cause huge economic uncertainty. Scottish Conservative leader Ruth Davidson says Scottish people made it clear they wanted to stay in the UK during the first independence referendum 2.5 years ago. Well, we'll hopefully hear from her in the next hour. Next, two rail operators have cancelled more than half of their services at RMT members' strike in a row about driver-only trains. There's major disruption to Northern and Merseyrail journeys, although Southern, where staff are also striking, says the majority of trains are running. A man who posted homemade bombs through his doctor's surgery letterbox has been jailed for 5 years. Two canisters, ball bearings and streams of paper were found at the practice in Boughton in West Norfolk in January last year. 40-year-old Ozzie Welsh was a regular visitor and is said to have been in dispute with them. Crowds of people have turned out to see the Queen set the Commonwealth Games baton on its way around the world. It will take 338 days to reach Australia's Gold Coast, which is hosting the event next year.
It's a journey of more than 230,000 kilometres, the longest Queen's baton relay ever, crossing so many contrasting continents, countries, terrains and time zones.
Her Majesty, who was with Prince Philip, added a capsule to the baton with a message for the athletes. And Adele's revealed she has a secret Twitter account. The singer's told fans at a concert in Brisbane that her management don't let her tweet on her official feed because she's quite mouthy. It's also emerged during her tour that she arrives on stage in the centre of the crowd by being wheeled there in a box.
Lazy.
A little bit.
I mean, you know, walk. What's wrong with her?
She wants to...
Lazy, isn't it?
I don't know. Be dramatic. Yeah. Arrive in a box. Yeah. She's Adele.
Yeah. Well, I did once order Adele online and it arrived in a box. So
we spoke about this on the show.
That's fair enough.
We spoke about this on the show I went to see Adele.
Oh, and she was in a box?
Yeah, and she was in a box. I've known that for ages.
It's not that.
I even tweeted about it.
Oh, yeah. Right, it's not
so
that.
So really, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
Although I remember Googling it and it had already been in the news.
Oh, that's old news then.
Yeah. I had forgotten actually that you did go and see her and she was in a box. Now you've said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I shouted at the box.
Yeah.
Oh.
I shouted, "Nice box, Adele."
Yes, you did. I remember it well. And, yeah, so that's good.
Thanks.
Great. Okay, weather?
It's warm
and
sunny.
Would you like us to wheel you in here in a box for your next news bulletin? Because we could do that.
Have you got one big enough?
Well,
not that I'm that big.
No, you're not.
Not that I'm that big, but I mean, you need
a box,
like a big box.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll wheel you out of here on a chair.
On the chair.
Right, just after you've finished.
Okay.
That seems
that
fair.
That sounds nice.
All right, we'll do that. Because I don't, like Adele, I wouldn't want, to me, you're a bigger star as Adele.
Oh, I wish I had her money.
I
wish I had her money.
You work here. That's never going to happen. Right, so weather then. We'll do the weather.
Weather stab.
Weather stab.
Talk Radio National Weather.
There's the weather stab right there.
Warm and sunny for most of the UK, but if you're in the far northwest, expect some rain later. Very mild today out there. It's 16 Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says he's fully focused on football and won't be dragged into a war of words by Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho ahead of tonight's FA Cup quarter-final tie. The Blues face their former manager at Stamford Bridge with a Wembley semi-final up for grabs. United are without a recognised striker for tonight's tie. Top scorers Zlatan Ibrahimovic are suspended, while Wayne Rooney, Marcus Rashford and Anthony Martial are either injured or ill. The FA's chief executive Martin Glenn has told TalkSport he believes there will be a women's football team at the 2020 Olympics. Speaking at the launch for the FA's strategy for the women's game, he believes real progress has been made with the other home nations as well. Glenn says the aim for England's national team is to win the 2023 World Cup. Finally, rugby. French clubs Racing 92 and Stade Francais have announced they're merging to form one team. A single side will represent Paris at the top level from the start of next season. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, for the first time ever, schools are going to start sending children who fail PE lessons to a compulsory boot camp over the summer holidays in which their fitness will be improved. This is all part of the new Generation Gold scheme, which plans to see Team GB overtake China and the US at the Olympics within 20 years.
Tanya, thank you very much indeed. That was Tanya with the live news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Now, as promised, we have to wheel you out of here like Adele.
Okay.
So
we'll
just...
you actually don't have to.
Things out of the way. Hold the door open.
Wheel me out.
There we go.
Oh, lovely.
Out of the door. Oh, on the wheelie chair. On the wheelie.
That'll do.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Talia.
It actually did as well.
Fell off the chair.
Off the chair there at the end.
It's just a classy exit.
Well, I think that worked very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. In your face, Adele. Right then, so all of that, and now all of this.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right then, it is Talk Radio in the afternoon. We're here till 4 o'clock. And on the way, the following features. Headline. No, we've done that. Toddler Pops. It's Monday. Toddler Pops is on the way. A tiny child plays a tune on a toy xylophone. All you have to do is identify it to win a I Guess the Right Tune on Toddler Pops in the afternoon non-talk radio certificate. Yeah. There's a Kickstarter on the way as well. Someone with a hope and a dream and a crowdfunding idea. Helped by us to putting them on the radio to talk about it. If you have got a Kickstarter project you'd like to talk about on the radio, to promote 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Work experience punditry today. Sophie's in to review the television and we will give away some meat in a game of banned or idiotically named dog at Crufts. The number's the same if you'd like to play that as well. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right. But next, brand new feature. Brand new feature on the radio.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
Well, in a minute. Nicola Sturgeon, of course, has said she will seek approval for independence, the referendum for independence, Scottish-wise, to take place between autumn 2018 and spring 2019. She has said that this morning. That is breaking news. Of course, Alex Salmond currently speaking about it as well. Scottish Labour will oppose it in the Scottish Parliament, of course, but there really isn't anything to speak of when it comes to Scottish Labour, so don't know how well that's going to go. Of course, they will require Theresa May's permission to do it because they're part of the United Kingdom. However, that would cause perhaps an almighty... It's going to be... It's interesting times, is what I'm saying. A lot to discuss about it, of course. Not least the fact that she's called Nicola Sturgeon and the other guy's called Alex Salmond, both of which are fish. So today's texting is... What?
I just like that we do this.
Hard hitting, isn't it? Hey, they're not doing it on the other channels. They're discussing it.
I think they did it on the Today programme this morning.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure. That's where I got the idea from. John Humphreys just sort of genuinely said Nicola Sturgeon was going to give a landmark speech in the Scottish Parliament and so he asked Sarah Montagu to do a fish in politics and she said... I don't think she's on it anymore. Anyway, and she said yes and she came up with Angela Merkel. Because there's a lot of fishing.
Ah, yeah.
So fish and politics, you see. Mm. That's what we're doing, throwing open the lines for that. 8722.
Start your message with a word
talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag fish politics.
Fish politics. Pikel Gove. Fish.
That's good.
Yeah. Have you got one?
Drowning Street.
Have you got a good one?
10 Drowning Street, because...
Yeah. Fish don't drown. There's the opposite.
They're underwater, though.
They don't drown, though. That's what makes them... It's the element of a fish.
The Conservative Party.
The Conservative Party. Soul Liver Letwin. Diane Crabbett. Right, fish and politics.
Yeah, crabs aren't a fish.
Shut up. Fish and politics, then. That's today's texting. It's Monday Punday. Fun day. 8722.
Start your message with a word
talk. That's all radio
hashtag
on Twitter.
Fish politics. Politics.
Something or other. Right then. So we live in a threatening world, do we not? Now, if you're not in danger of being all bombed up by an ISIS or being terrorised to within an inch of your life at a concert or in a market, then horror of horrors, if you're a millennial, there's every chance you might be offended by a purely innocuous comment or point of view because no one thought to give you a trigger word and now it's too late to retreat to your safe space where you have most likely had an anxiety attack because somebody culturally appropriated your identity politics and sensitive shamed you. That's the world today. That's what we live in. That sort of thing, isn't it? But don't worry. Worry no more, millennials, because we are here to help you. It's very fashionable to be offended by something, isn't it, you see? At Cambridge University recently, the students got all teary-eyed when they realised the fact they were eating Chinese food could be misconstrued as racist, so they changed the name of it to just food. While over at the University of East Anglia, a local restaurant's Tex-Mex night was marched on because they dared to hand out sombreros to freshers. Boo and also who. It's also offensive, isn't it? But now comes a safe space for you to air your fears and terrors of those trigger situations. You know, such as when someone wears a foreign hat. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's our snowflake safe space. Someone's on the telephone. Let's meet them. Hello, person on the telephone. Who's that?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. My name is Auriel.
Auriel.
Indeed.
It's quite millennial, isn't it?
Indeed.
Yeah. All right, what do you do, Auriel?
Well, I am a furniture salesman currently.
Yep.
And I live in Oxfordshire.
Okay.
For my crimes.
All right. Now, have you ever committed any crimes out of interest?
I haven't actually, not yet.
Okay. But you might if indeed you are triggered. I understand.
The potential is there.
Because, as we've been talking about, snowflakes, of course, it's become a catch-all term, hasn't it, in the modern world for those that are a little bit oversensitive. And this is your safe space. This is for you, Auriel, if you are oversensitive. So tell us what offends you, and we'll sort of go through it with you.
Well, I happen to have an ongoing situation with potatoes, believe it or not.
Right. And so is that your trigger word?
It is indeed, potato. Anything to do with potatoes bought from a store.
So if I said crisps?
That could offend me in a small way, yes.
Yeah. Chips?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Okay, well, welcome to the safe space. Right.
So, thank you very much.
So what is it about, it's hard to talk about it, I realise, without using the word, so forgive me already, but what is it about potatoes?
You've got me started then.
That offend you.
Okay. Well, no, it's basically, you go and you're doing your grocery shopping as normal.
Yeah.
You go to the potatoes, you pick up a bag, and you already spend an inordinate amount of time looking for the best bag, don't you? I mean, you want to get the best potatoes for your money.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I pick up the finest looking potatoes, and I buy them, and I get them home. Job done. Yeah. Happy days.
Yeah.
I put them in the fridge. A couple of days later, because nobody eats all their potatoes at once, you get them out. And what's happened?
What's happened?
They've mutated into little brown lumps with red and white eyes.
Mm.
They're looking at you. They shouldn't be doing that. Why? Right. Why is that?
Right, well,
I didn't buy potatoes with eyes. I bought perfectly nice potatoes, which have been in the fridge.
Yeah.
Right? That's number one issue.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right, you're following me here, aren't you?
I am following you.
Yeah, they're staring at me.
I'm actually microaggressed on your behalf, but carry on.
I appreciate it. Okay, basically, you've got mutant potatoes now, which you didn't pay for. That's not an added extra that I wanted.
Yeah.
And in addition to this, what happened to GM crops? If you want permanently blind potatoes, you should be able to get potatoes that don't change.
Mm.
That is something that's been around for a while.
Right.
So I'm miffed. Why isn't there a choice? You can get organic, you can get whatever. Yeah. Why can't you get these?
Yeah, well, it comes down to equality, of course. You can't have potatoes with eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not have potatoes without eyes. You can't, because
the other ones would feel left out.
Well, exactly. It's got to be equal, hasn't it? And you can't, you know, you've got potatoes of one kind, but you have to diversify over here. Where,
but the thing is, if they never grew eyes in the first place, then they wouldn't know what they were missing. And since they're inanimate objects, I don't think they're going to complain. I complain, though, because I didn't pay for potatoes with eyes.
Yeah.
I think it's unacceptable.
Yeah, well, what you're doing is vegetable shaming, for a start.
Mm.
Why not? Yeah. I mean, it's the 21st century. I have freedom of speech. I can do this.
Yeah, well,
it sounds like white potato privilege to me.
Yeah. Have you tried red potatoes? Because when you get white potatoes, you get
that's
red
potatoes. That's a harsh word.
Have you tried red potatoes?
I haven't. And don't get me started on sweet potatoes. They think they're nice, or they're not.
Oh. Oh, you can't see
it in the name, but it's a trick.
It is, you know, you've got to be careful on this because, you know, you're going to offend sweet potatoists here.
I couldn't care less.
Oh,
I say bring it on.
God.
I say mash it up, give it, bring it on.
Mash it up!
You see, this is a problem. A lot of people are worried about this now because there are various different ways to treat potatoes, and a lot of letters we get here in the Snowflake Safe Space suggest that what ways to treat, it's cruel. You can't, you know, you're saying mash a potato, but is that crueler than chipping a potato?
I think it's a perfectly decent expression of violence towards potatoes that deserve it.
Right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's been done for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
You know, no one's gone to jail for it yet, have they?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm willing to be the first. If they want to make an example of me, I'll stand up for what I believe in.
I mean, in this day and age, it could happen. I mean, you've come on here, you've come on the radio, and you've said some very offensive things about potatoes. I realise you have to, in order to, you know,
I have to clear my mind.
Indeed, and that's what the safe space is all about. So when someone says potatoes to you, it does trigger you off.
It does. I'm not going to bury this in the ground,
like
said potato. It's not going to stay there.
Yeah.
There's going to be a resurgence. I mean, you know, I told you about the eyes that grow, right? If you've ever left potatoes for longer than a few days, God forbid you leave them for a week, and you come back and they've got arms and legs. I mean, if I wanted a bag full of Mr. Potato Heads, I would have gone to the toy shop, not the supermarket.
But the point, but the problem is here, you're being now a disabled potatoist because you're saying that,
you're being potabilist,
right? Because you're so, because if a potato wants to grow arms and a leg, legs to go with its eye, it's perfect. It's perfectly at liberty to do so.
Well, you know, I say fine then, let them do that, but market them as you know. Legolas or nugget potato or you know potatoes that have lost something.
So you're saying label. You know? You're putting labels on things now. You're putting labels.
Well, I mean, we have to.
You can't put labels on things. That's the problem. You see, that's.
Okay, well, let's turn it into an acronym then. Let's call it potatoes with limbs. PWL. You know why not? Let's have a PWL group.
All right. Well, no. I appreciate you calling, right? And it's good to start it off like this. Mm. But you can see where the minefield is, can't you? Ariel, you can see.
I can, but this is a call to all of my potato-hating friends out there. If you wish to join and start something here, I'm ready. I will lead you.
All right.
Come forth.
All right. Listen, thank you for coming into the safe space, all right? I think we've got the gist of that. If you'd like to react to that, of course, should potatoes be treated the same as all other vegetables in many ways? I mean, my feel there is he's just made a mistake by putting them in the fridge, put them in a cupboard, probably be fine. For longer, but I think that you can't just assume the gender of a potato. No. Don't assume potato gender. What you do is you leave the potato on its own. Don't label it, and let it just develop and do what it wants to do. Mm. Okay, is that the way forward? I think.
Yeah. I mean, they should really be called. They shouldn't be called King Edward potatoes because that gender specifies them. They should be gender fluid.
Gender fluid potatoes.
So, you know, royal. Edward potatoes
would be fine.
Yeah,
but Edward is a man's name. So, Roy just
Royal Alex potatoes,
because that's an ambiguous.
Yeah,
name.
Yeah.
Fine, Royal Alex potatoes. That's what we're calling for. What do you think? 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. So let us have your reactions. And that's Snowflake Safe Space. If you are offended by anything innocuous that's impossible to be offended by, yet you still are anyway, then search out your inner millennial. Let us know. 87222.
Start your message.
I just said all that. Put the adverts on. It's fine.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
And as they approach the finish in the 10-bet classic, it's stick a pin in the paper, followed by pundit's choice, and study the form guide. Oh, Tip From Your Mate pushes from the outside. It's neck and neck, but Tip From Your Mate wins.
However you choose your horse, everyone can enjoy the excitement of this week's Cheltenham Festival at 10bet.co.uk with a matched first deposit bonus of up to £100. When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit, £25. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Maximum bet contribution, 50%. 5 row levels of deposit and bonus required. Single bet and knackers only, please. Please bet responsibly.
Clive Mudston Wolf. Whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional cover as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria and cover limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Good news. I'm getting a pay rise.
I'm getting a pay rise too.
So am I.
That's because from the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage
will be going up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage
and the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
After a brief closure, the A623 to the west of Wardlow in the Peak District has reopened. Police dealt swiftly with an accident there. The northbound M6 is still struggling near Birmingham. Two lanes are closed 5-6 after an accident. Keys are back to Junction 4A at the M42. Delays for Monmouth A40 at the Dixon roundabout where a lorry is overturned. At the moment, the road's open, but will need to be closed in full once recovery is at the scene. And to the west of Shrewsbury, things are busy for the A5 between the Woodcut and Edgebold roundabout because of roadworks. I'm Gerina Adams.
Here's your chance to become truly epic. With not one, not two, but a squadron, a swarm, a hurricane, a meteor shower, a galaxy, a universe of epic discounts. Visit Money Supermarket right now and you could save up to £275 on your car insurance. You're so Money Supermarket. 51% of customers saved up to £275 on their car insurance based on consumer intelligence data December 2016.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of reactions coming in there to today's Snowflake Safe Space. If you... if you feel offended, Ariel there was offended by, well, his trigger word was potatoes, very offended by the notion of them. Can't see why some of them have eyes and other ones don't. And was very potablist, I think, in suggesting that they should also grow arms and legs. What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. French Tickler says, it's like the pot... Ato calling the kettle chip black.
Yeah,
which you can't say black nowadays. Someone sent this in anonymously, and we've also changed their voice to mine because I'm reading it aloud. They said, John, what about potato smiley faces? They've had their eyes and mouth physically removed, and he said that can't be acceptable in 2017.
No, hashtag Snowflake Safe Space if you're offended by something innocuous and would like to get involved on another day. Now then, it's time really to give you a certificate for guessing a tune correctly. That's right. It's this.
This is Toddler Pops.
It's Toddler Pops. That's right. Where a child plays a tune on a toy xylophone and all you have to do is identify that tune. That simple. If you do, then fire your answers at us. And somebody will be gifted the I Guessed the Toddler Pops tune certificate and get a place in our photo album of Toddler Pops champions, which isn't even a thing yet.
No one sent any pictures yet.
Well, that's why. So once you've identified the tune that's coming up, played by the child, then simply text or tweet your guess, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or the hashtag Toddler Pops.
Yes.
And we will pick just one lucky person to award the certificate to. So the sooner you get in, the sooner you might get it. I don't know. You get a certificate. You're in with a shout.
Yeah, one certificate a week.
What we do is we got it here and we'll just email it to you and you can fill your own name in with a pen. That's it. Print it off at home. How exciting. Anyway, before we hear the tune, naturally, I spoke to Maisie earlier and as ever, she's 7, I asked her what she'd been up to.
The usual.
The usual what?
The usual inexorable slide of a child into their late childhood, their teenage years, adulthood, and eventually death.
Cheery.
What is there to be cheery about, John? Theresa May has no strategy for what to do if Brexit talks collapse, leaving the UK isolated and my future uncertain.
Donald Trump continues to keep world politics teetering on a volatile edge. And this week, the nightly show is hosted by Davina McCall. It's an awful time to be alive.
Oh, come on, there's a lot to be optimistic about.
Oh, yeah?
No, you're right, there's no hope.
Let's cheer ourselves up with the gift of the music. Guess the tune to win a Toddler Pop certificate.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thanks very much, Maisie.
Shout out, John.
This is Toddler Pop!
There it was. All you have to do is identify that tune that she played on her toy xylophone. That's it. But because we're nice, here's your chance to hear the tune on its own again. Here's the tune. What is it? We'll give you the answer after the news, of course. But you could get yourself a Toddler Pop certificate. The I guessed the tune on Toddler Pops on Talk Radio in the afternoons between 1 and 4 certificate. It's a PDF thing. We just email it to you. You fill your own name in and print it out. That's it. It's like Steve Wright in the afternoon giving away those oldies badges, but except we haven't got a budget, so... 87222
then. Start your message with the word talk.
And you're already on Twitter.
Hashtag Toddler Pops.
In the next half an hour of the programme, we'll bring you the answer to that. Also, Sophie will be here. She's our work experience. She will be reviewing the weekend's television. Television. We tell her it's to give her a leg up into the industry. The truth of the matter is, she's free. That's why she's here. But we never tell her that. Also on the programme today, you can win some meat. Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Cornelius?
Because we are not racist.
That's right. In a game of banned or idiotically named Crufts dog. And today we're going to throw in also a choice of prize of a can of dog food. Chicken, beef, or lamb.
What about vegetables? Are you racist to dogs?
Yes.
Fair play.
So that's on the way. Your number's the same, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's the big debate of three. All your reactions. And the day's big stories analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. All on the way. On today's programme. Not to mention Tanya's bonus news in an hour, but for now, just after 2:30, she's here with the actual news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. The government says a second Scottish independence referendum would be divisive and cause huge economic uncertainty. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon wants to hold a vote between autumn next year and spring 2019, but needs the approval of the Scottish Parliament and the UK government. Scotland Secretary David Mundell says that's not guaranteed.
We're going to continue to make the argument that there shouldn't be another independence referendum. It's not inevitable, even at this late hour, Nicola Sturgeon could step back from her irresponsible actions today. I think she'll see a really significant backlash.
Labour won't try to block the referendum at Westminster if it's backed by Holyrood. Meanwhile, the bill, which will allow the Prime Minister to trigger the process of leaving the EU, is expected to be passed later. It's thought amendments proposed by the peers won't be supported by MPs. Two people have been arrested after a five-year-old died at a water park in Leicestershire. Police say a man in his 30s and a woman in her 20s, both from Staffordshire, are being held on suspicion of gross negligence, manslaughter and child neglect. A man who posted homemade bombs through his doctor's surgery letterbox has been jailed for 5 years. 40-year-old Ozzy Welsh planted three devices in West Norfolk last year. Two rail operators have cancelled more than half of their services as RMT members strike in a row about driver-only trains. There's major disruption to Northern and Merseyrail journeys. And Britain's three-time Tour de France cycling champion Chris Froome has ended his silence on the ongoing controversies at Team Sky
Sky and backed boss Sir Dave Brailsford. He says without him, there would be no Team Sky, but admits the professional outfit needs to do better. The weather will warm and sunny for most of the UK, but rain is likely in the far northwest later, feeling very mild with the high 16 Celsius. And there's more news in half an hour.
There is too, and there's more in an hour, because today we bring you bonus news. Well, we do that every day. But today's bonus news is mineral news, of course. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news, because it covers off, well, everything, really, apart from Julia Hartley Brewer, who's none of those things. However, the reason it's here is because, well, the bulletins are shorter. So, Tanya, would you like to... Have you started researching mineral news yet?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Small teas.
Yeah.
Small teas. I know it's mineral news, but it does involve a dog. But I can explain. I can explain.
Hear that explanation in full in just under an hour's time as we bring you mineral news. Tiny, thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome.
Next, Sophie's in here with today's work experience punditry. We'll be going through television on Talk Radio.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do not! Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So just before we talk to Sophie, she is our work experience. She's been reviewing television for us. I think it's time to give away the exclusive certificate.
This is Colour Pops!
Just before the news there, you were tasked with guessing the tune played on a toy xylophone by a seven-year-old child. If you missed it, this is a little bit of what happened.
What is there to be cheery about, John? Theresa May has no strategy for what to do if Brexit talks collapse, leaving the UK isolated and my future uncertain. Donald Trump continues to keep world politics teetering on a volatile edge. And this week, the nightly show is hosted by Davina McCall. It's an awful time to be alive.
Oh, come on, there's a lot to be optimistic about.
Oh, yeah?
No, you're right, there's no hope.
Let's cheer ourselves up with the gift of the music.
There, it was, of course, that. But before we give you the answer, who guessed correctly? Cornelius. Cornelius has been collating the people, this.
Lots of people getting it right, John. Nat Kimber, yeah. Paul Ratcliffe, Will Millenship, Simon Aspall, French Tickler, Dermot Isis and Ray Mitchell. Congratulations, you all got it right.
Right, and do we have a certificate receiver?
Yes, we do.
How do we do this? Is it just random? I don't
know. Yeah, we just pick one.
Okay, fine. Who is it?
It's Ray Mitchell.
Ray
Congratulations,
Mitchell
Ray.
Has got a certificate. It says on it, I correctly guessed the tune on the Toddler... I haven't reread it. Toddler Pop's afternoon thing. We'll email it to you, Ray. And print it out, write your own name on it, frame it, put it on your wall. What a glorious gift from us to you. There'll be another one, of course. Next,
should we find out what it was?
Oh, yeah. There it was, your song by Elton John. Now, if you... it's one about the salad. So, the... so, now... Have we finished that now?
That's done now.
Great.
Now we do work experience review. Oh, actually, we'll just say hello to Sophie and then we'll have the break.
Fine. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
That'll do. Right, traffic and travel. We'll talk to Sophie next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day, on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the every day, on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Gary, I came as quick as I could. What's the matter, Larry? All this week, the Sun have only gone and got the favourite pullout for full-on Cheltenham coverage.
You horsing around?
No, and they've also got a new free tipping game with a share of 20 grand up for grabs.
We better trot on and get involved. Pick up the Sun for a full-on Chelter belter.
With BMW twin-power turbo engines and near-perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the five-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
When Ollie found a hole in his work boot one morning, Screwfix were already open with a brand new pair in his size. When Tom realised the handsaw he had wasn't right for the job, Screwfix were right around the corner with something a bit more powerful. And when Colin ran out of guttering, Screwfix's click and collect got him back to work in no time. 500 stores nationwide, all open early till late, and click and collect in as little as 1 minute. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Plumpton in Lancashire, the A583 Preston New Road is currently closed around its junction with Fox Lane Ends. That's because of a police incident, and this is just to the east of the M55. Leicestershire's eastbound A14, traffic has been stopped between the Catthorpe Interchange and Junction 1 for Welford. A vehicle's caught fire. The M6 north near Birmingham is still very heavy. Two lanes are out, Junctions 5 to 6 after an accident. And Monmouth's northbound A40 is now closed at the Dixon roundabout for the ongoing recovery of an overturned lorry. I'm Joanna Adams.
Here's your chance to become truly epic. With not one, not two, but a squadron, a swarm, a hurricane, a meteor shower, a galaxy, a universe of epic discounts. Visit Money Supermarket right now and you could save up to £275 on your car insurance. You're so Money Supermarket. 51% of customers saved up to £275 on their car insurance based on Consumer Intelligence data, December 2016.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Now, we're looking through the news. Now, Scotland referendum plans then. Well, the Lib Dems are saying that the SNP have gone back on its word after the 2014 vote. Of course, there, as you were hearing with Tanya in the news, this could well trigger an enormous political row if indeed the Scottish Parliament grant Nicola Sturgeon the right to go ahead with the referendum. It's that's obviously breaking news this afternoon. A lot of stuff on the papers today, though, mostly to do with Brexit, of course. Britain will be bottom of the heap of trade links without a deal on Brexit. A lot of criticism for David Davis as well. There's a lot of news around, but it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, I know, Cornelius. Many people cannot. That is why we are here to help, of course. For those that might be new to the show, here's how we tend to analyse it. Not for us, the boring studio rhetoric of Andrew Marr. No, what we do is take the news and dribble it through the medium of Japanese poetry. We find it helps. Seven syllables, five syllables. No, five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Theon Apollo jizes for offensive cartoon. Il ne pa Charlie.
Yeah, that's right. The news in haiku.
I should say thank you to John Harris for the translation.
Okay. Right then, it's time to meet this very day's work experience pundit. Of course, work experience punditry is there for our work experiences to give them a leg up in the industry, to reach a helping hand out of the front of the radio and drag them into broadcasting by putting them in front of the microphone as opposed to just a kettle, which is what they get if they were working anywhere else. That's what we tell them, that we're doing them a favour. The real truth is it's the other way around because we don't have to pay them. And it fills time. Sophie, hi.
Hiya.
Hiya. Hiya. Sophie's been doing television for us for the past, lots of weeks now.
Many weeks.
And I'm going to say today's similar to that because you've got some television.
It is a week, it's a Monday, and I've been watching television.
Yes, you have, bloody students. Right, so what have you been watching, Sophie?
I have been watching Little Big Shots, which is the new ITV show with Dawn French.
Right, okay. Mm. Now, a lot of new ITV shows were launched. We talked about this before, of course. In their new, what's it, Five Nights of New, I think they called it, didn't they? And in the pantheon, if you go nightly show here and Broadchurch here, where does Little Big Shots fit in that graph?
It's very much in the middle.
Very much in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll hear a clip, I know, but what's the premise, very quickly?
So, children come in with some kind of talent and they present it to Dawn French.
So it's Children Got Talent?
Yeah, but it's not a competition, it's just a showcase of talent.
Right.
They're quite adamant about that, aren't they?
It's not a competition.
Right.
No one's being judged.
No one.
Except by everyone at home.
I'm watching them going, that's crap.
Yeah.
Should we hear a clip?
Yeah.
Okay, here's Little Big Shots.
Now tell me, Thomas, why on earth are you dressed as a starman like that?
Because I've been singing a space song.
A space song by who?
David Bowie.
Goodness me, you must be David Bowie's littlest fan, I expect.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it true, Thomas, that you are an internet sensation?
What do you mean?
Say yes. Just say yes.
Yes.
Good. Would you mind if we had a little look at you in action?
Down you go to middle time. And I think our spaceship knows which way to go.
Right, so what's happened here is some TV producers and researchers have sat around watching children internet clips on YouTube and gone, I know, let's just put that on the telly. Who should we get to present it? I don't know. Who's available? Don't know. Have a look down the list. Who's available and within budget? Dawn French, she'll do. That's what's happened, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. Oh. A lot of them are famous from YouTube.
Right. Famous already?
Yeah. There was one who had sort of like 29 million views on his.
Right, okay. So they just track them down and then they recreate what they did on YouTube on the television. Is that the gist of it?
Yeah, pretty much. Not all of them are from YouTube. There was one boy who was sort of a piano prodigy, and yeah. I don't think he was on YouTube, but he is sort of famous within the piano community.
Right.
And they're from all over the world, aren't they?
Yes. Are they?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's inclusive. I like that. Yeah. So, and then when they've performed their thing...
Yeah, they get interviewed by Dawn French.
Right.
Which is actually quite funny, because obviously they're very blunt, because they're children, and they just sort of take... And when sort of Dawn French asks them if they're the best at their talent, they just say yes. And it's... I like that.
Well, it's, you know, it's warm, isn't it? Mm. It's not, you know, in that sense, it's, you know, it's got a child in it doing the thing that they're good at, and that's cool. I mean, I don't know whether I like the idea of a child doing a funny thing and then lobbing it on the internet for all to see. I'm slightly uncomfortable with that.
We've just done Toddler Pops.
That's not on the internet, is it?
Yeah, it's on the radio.
That's all right. It's not the internet.
So?
Those sort of people don't listen to the radio. But I know
they're on the radio.
Yeah, they were in the 70s, certainly. But the thing is, it's a kind of weird.
I don't.
But it's the way. It's the way it is now, Sophie, isn't it?
It's a celebration of their talent.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Why Dawn French? Apart from the reasons I already suggested,
she is great with the children. Yeah. She does have a huge smile, and she's very warm and quite mothering.
Yeah.
So I suppose. I'd rather Dawn French than Davina McCall. Let's just say that.
Mm.
Many have said that.
I've watched this show, 2 episodes of it.
Have you?
And I think it's brilliant.
Do you?
I think it's so good.
That's interesting.
It's such a warm and nice show. And it's really not up... Like, I wouldn't enjoy this thing, but I think Dawn French is hilarious on it, and are the kids.
Yeah.
They're, like, really funny.
So it works for both of you, is what we're saying. I haven't seen it, but I think it's
brilliant. And some of the kids are really talented.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's great. I don't think we're doing it justice here. This is in my opinion. Yeah. I think it's brilliant.
It's not your opinion that counts, really, Sophie. Mm. So what did you think of it, Sophie? Is it as brilliant as he says?
I'm not as enthusiastic as Con is about it. It's good. Yeah. I think it's a little bit creepy how Dawn French sort of stands on the side and smiles at them. And it's slightly like, oh, she's just laughing at them. Maybe in the wrong way. Like, I don't know.
Something creeps you out about the whole thing, is what you're saying.
It was good, though. It's a bit like Stars in Their Eyes. So you can just watch it and do other things at the same time.
Yeah.
You don't have to concentrate.
Yeah, it doesn't demand anything from it.
No.
But I guess it's in the pantheon of this new lineup we're talking about, your nightly shows and your broad churches and so on and so forth. It's a solid ITV entertainment style hit, I suppose. Is it? Has it been a hit? Does anyone, do we know?
I don't know.
Fun for all the family.
Yeah.
Wednesdays at 8.
My favourite bit of it is just before the child does their talent, they're sat on the sofa with Dawn, and then the whole stage revolves round, but it's far too slow. It's this massive thing, and they just go, you know, and he's going to sing a song, and everyone cheers, and this kid just starts slowly turning. And you just go,
Is
he going to see it today?
That's health and safety for you right
honestly,
there. There's a kid on
it.
There, slow it down. Slow it down. Just get rid of it altogether. No, it's dramatic. Couldn't she just sit? The child just sit on Dawn French, and she could just revolve slowly around on her shoulders, and then the kid. Well, that's how they should do it. So you've got Dawn French, right? Who then, after the interview, lifts the child up onto her shoulders, but facing backwards. And then Dawn French slowly revolves, and then the child performs whatever it is atop Dawn French.
Yeah, that could also happen.
Oh, there you go.
It would be an improvement.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Okay. So that's a little big shot. I mean, that's easily pronounced. That's easily said wrong, isn't it? You've got to be very careful about that. So, next.
Next is Channel 4's Mutiny, which is a recreation of a journey that happened in 1789 by Captain Bligh and some of his
men. Mr. Christian.
Yes, they overturned the HMS Bounty. I didn't know any of this.
You didn't know this?
I had to go and Google the whole thing.
God, what's wrong with these kids today, eh?
We didn't learn about that.
What did you learn about?
World War One and World War Two,
right?
And the Victorians.
And that's it.
And the Egyptians.
Yeah, but you didn't learn anything about, you know.
No, who is this Bligh man?
The Mutiny on the Bounty, one of the most famous true stories of Pitcairn Island.
Well,
Pitcairn Island.
No, it means nothing to me, but now it does because obviously I've learned through this TV review, and that happened, and they had to navigate 4,000 miles of the Pacific Ocean in a small wooden boat with 18 men.
There are still descendants of... Because what they did, they landed on an island called Pitcairn Island, and the people that live on Pitcairn Island now are the descendants of that original mutiny.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they had the intercourse with the natives, and thus the generations that came through are now all the direct descendants of the people who were on the Bounty. I was about to say, and you have proved me wrong, which is correct, but I was about to say, do we need this story told again? Because there's been countless films of it. There was one with Mel Gibson, Anthony Hopkins.
This has passed me by.
And so I was thinking, it's such a well-known story. Why do we need it again? You have answered that question magnificently. Thank you.
That's fine.
Yeah. So let's have a clip. This is Channel 4's Mutiny.
This is real now, guys. Let's go.
Prepare to hoist the sails.
We've been left for dead. Crew of 9 strangers. And now we all have to survive, basically.
Ready to raise the jib? Lee-ho!
I mean, is it a big budget Game of Thrones Black Sails-esque sort of thing?
No, it's literally 9 men on a wooden boat with some GoPros.
Right.
It's low budget.
It's a period piece, though. It's not, like, set in the modern day or something poncy like that.
No, it's not a drama.
I thought it was a drama.
No. It's a recreation.
Is it?
So these 9 men
are going
in... I thought
it was a drama.
This is why people think it's a very bizarre programme, because... So these 9 men have got into a boat and they are filming it themselves.
I was about to say the acting was terrible.
It's like Bear Grylls, but in a boat.
Mm. Right, I thought I was expecting sort of, you know, drama.
No, it's...
Oh,
yes.
God.
So we have 9 men captained by some guy from Channel 4's past programme SAS Who Dares Wins. So there's a carpenter, a doctor, some specialist sailors, and then some cameramen, and they're off in this boat, supposedly on their own, doing the journey again.
But...
why?
Yes.
Who knows?
Oh. But I suppose it taught you, you know, you went and looked at why they were doing it.
Yes, yeah. So it's not a history documentary, it's not a reality TV show,
it's just one of these endurance-y things.
Just something very bizarre, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But is it any good?
It's okay. It's a bit scary at times because in the sea and they're kind of just getting battered by waves and in this tiny boat, which is not that fun to watch if you don't like the sea.
Yeah.
But it's not the same journey because they've obviously got life jackets and torches. And so actually it's sort of the journey, but not the journey. So they're all going to be fine. You know, they're not going to die.
They're not going to die.
So it's not scary.
Is when they get to Pitcairn Island, are they going to make love to the natives?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because I didn't know about that bit. So is that going to be recreated?
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, the mutiny, famously, of course, you know, did you read all about the Bligh and the Mr. Christian and the mutiny?
Only briefly.
Okay, it's a very interesting story. Mm. It's worth going back to read about if your interest is piqued by it. But, yeah, all right.
So we'll find out. Episode 3 is on tonight, and out of 5, so... maybe right. We'll find out.
Okay. I think we're running out of time, slightly. What were you going to talk about? Should I decide to push this on a bit?
Nah. It's all right, the next one.
Go on, let's do it quickly.
Okay, it's called Clique. It's on BBC Three. Yeah. It follows best friends Holly and Georgina into their first term of university, and they sort of get pulled into this weird clique of female elite students who are doing internships in this... business, and it all sort of turns horribly wrong. And it's
is
very
it a
dark.
Drama?
Or
have they got GoPros and it's like a documentary?
It is a drama, this one.
All right, just checking that. Yeah.
Dark drama.
Is it any good, Sophie?
It is all right, actually.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you in a clique at uni? Did you identify with it, is what I'm saying?
No.
No.
A bit, but not really.
Yeah.
I didn't find an elite clique of female students to go and party with.
Right. Is it a bit like Heathers?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Go and watch Heathers.
Okay.
That's a film.
Is it on
It's not
Netflix?
Documentary. It probably is.
Is it filmed with GoPros?
It's... no. It's got Christian Slater in it, in arguably his finest role.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So go and watch that. And who's the... Cass will know this, because she's a comic-y book... Winona Ryder, of course. Thank you, Cass. Yeah, Winona Ryder. That's right. And Christian Slater. Yeah, it's a very good film.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. Sorry we didn't have time to, you know, talk about that much, but, you know, we filled the time, and that's the main thing, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
For free.
Yes. Boom. Sophie, thank you very much. See you next week, I would think.
Thank you very much,
yeah,
yes.
Good. Right, in the next bit of the programme then, the next hour, we will, of course, bring you today's big debate at 3 o'clock. There will be a Kickstarter, somebody with a hope and a dream. Giving it a kick up the arse on the radio and beg for your coin for to make their dream a reality. And a game of banned or stupidly named dog at Crufts. If you would like to win some meat, chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, or a tin of dog food, chicken, beef or lamb, or organic veg if they do that such thing, then 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
And we'll be playing that before 4 o'clock this afternoon. News is on the way next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Writing job descriptions, managing candidates, setting up interviews, hiring's hard. But Indeed.com makes it easy. Post your job, organise candidates, schedule interviews. All on the UK's number one job site. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, easy works. Find your next hire at Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
At 8:30pm on Saturday the 25th of March, millions of people across the world are coming together for Earth Hour. And it all begins with the flick of a switch. 1 hour where the world turns off their lights. 1 hour that connects us all. Sign up, switch off your lights and join millions around the world to show your love for the planet. WWF's Earth Hour, Saturday the 25th of March at 8:30pm. Search WWF to find out more.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Here's Tanya. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, we hear from the PM after Sturgeon called for second independence referendum. Plus, huge rail strike hits northern England. And Boaty McBoatface sent on first Antarctic mission.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Nicola Sturgeon says she wants a second Scottish independence referendum either late next year or early in 2019. The First Minister will wait until then, so the terms of Brexit are known. Next week, she'll ask for the permission of the Scottish Parliament, followed by the UK government. Most voters in Scotland chose to stay in the EU, and Mrs Sturgeon says a special deal for the country hasn't been offered. Well, in the last few minutes, this is what the Prime Minister, Theresa May, had to say.
The tunnel vision that the SNP has shown today is deeply regrettable. It sets Scotland on a course for more uncertainty and division, creating huge uncertainty. And this is at a time when the evidence is that the Scottish people, majority of the Scottish people, do not want a second independence referendum.
Meanwhile, the bill, which will allow the Prime Minister to trigger Article 50, is expected to be passed today. It's thought MPs in the Commons won't support the amendments proposed by the House of Lords. Next, hundreds of thousands of commuters are facing disruption as workers from three rail companies are on strike. 2,000 RMT union members on Northern Rail, Merseyrail and Southern are walking out for 24 hours in a dispute over driver-only trains. Energy giant SSE is increasing its fuel prices by almost 7%. 2.8 million customers will be affected by the £73 a year price rise that will come into effect on the 28th of April. And Boaty McBoatface has been sent on its first Antarctic mission. The sub was named as a compromise after officials rejected the result of a poll to decide what to call a research ship. Boaty will investigate water flow in the Southern Ocean.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Well, it's plenty of warm sunshine across the UK, but rain is likely for the far northwest later, the high 16 Celsius.
Yeah, well, it's probably raining in Scotland as well, and that's what you get, isn't it, if you, you know, trigger a referendum.
No comment.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tanya. Saying you're partial there.
Very professional.
Very good. Very. I tried to lure you in there, but you wasn't having any of it.
It's hard to believe well when out. You're wearing all that kilt and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. The way you tossed that news cable when you came
that's
in.
That's right.
But
yeah. The Tanya's tossing is the talk of the office.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
Okay.
Now. Here's Ben. That was Tanya with the news of the weather. In half an hour, you have mineral news from Tanya, but
we do.
Have you got another? Because I know there's a dog involved.
There is a dog. No, because I've been very busy with proper news.
Oh, ridiculous! Well,
I'll cobble something
Victoria
together.
Never bothers with that. Rubbish.
Yeah.
She spends her whole time making new jingles.
Just copy and paste it off the Sky News website.
I don't do that.
That's what she does.
I don't do that.
She does.
I'll work hard for my for my cash,
for your coin. Quite right too. Anyway, that's Tanya. Thank you. Ben's now got the pre-recorded sport that's live today, train strike day, of course, from where people are trying to catch a train that's been cancelled, and so everyone there is very angry indeed.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says he won't be drawn into any mind games with Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho ahead of tonight's FA Cup quarter-final tie. The Blues face their former manager at Stamford Bridge. Until the end of the season. Joyce is the third manager to lose his job in the second tier in 4 days after Norwich parted ways with Alex Neil and Derby sacked Steve McLaren. It's believed County will speak to Gary Rowett about becoming their new manager today. Finally, rugby, French clubs Racing 92 and Stade Francais have announced they're merging to form one team. A single side will represent Paris at the top level from the start of next season. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And there it was. That's Ben there with his pre-recorded sport live from, well, train strike day. Really, one went past. You could hear it there at the beginning, but everyone's very angry that it went past without stopping at the station, and that's due to the problems over driver-operated sport. In the next bit, the big debate's on the way. Of course, your chance to win some meat as well in a game of band or stupidly named dog at Crufts. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
But now it's time for the big debate. So, as the Turkish president calls all Dutch people Nazis and the Dutch rightly get all angry about it, President Erdogan of Turkey has retaliated after Germany and Austria and the Netherlands blocked Turkish attempts to hold rallies in their countries, as Turkish people living elsewhere are still allowed to vote in a Turkish referendum. And this one, of course, all talk of referendums all over Europe, really, this one to expand the president's powers. Now, Turkish ministers in Dutchland have been escorted to the border, while in Rotterdam, riot police have been using dogs and water cannon on people waving Turkish flags. And it is spreading across Europe itself. I mean, it's Rotterdam, Liverpool, anywhere, or Rome. We're just hearing this afternoon that Rotterdam is anywhere alone. But the upshot to this is that As Nicola Sturgeon announced in her speech in Scottish Parliament early today, we are now officially at war. The United Kingdom is at war. If you're just tuning in, Theresa May has announced that we are at war with the rest of Europe, just like in 1939. And it's also because, it's all because of Brexit. It's an inevitable consequence, of course, of the way the world is now. Cry havoc, said Nicola Sturgeon, and let slip the dogs of war. To reiterate and to repeat, we are now at war with Europe. If you're just tuning in to Talk Radio, that is the news. We are at war. On the line, the telephone line we have here at Talk Radio, one of them certainly is Bob. Good afternoon, Bob.
Oh, hello there, John. How's it going?
Fine, thank you very much. Now, obviously you've heard that announcement. Britain is at war with Europe. War has been declared this afternoon by Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon. Actual war. But you've called in because you heard me say the word dogs, and you don't like dogs. Is that right?
I've never been a fan of dogs. They're too furry, and they always make a sloppy mess.
Sloppy mess.
Everywhere that they go, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Sloppy.
It's very, very smelly thing.
Right. Well, you, can I just ask what you do? Are you humping someone's leg while you're doing this?
No. Okay. I don't know what gives you that idea.
Okay, fine. Just stay there, Bob, on that line for me. I want to bring in Jeff to this argument. Jeff, now Bob's called in, quite apart from the fact that we are now at war, he's got angry about dogs and, and some would say rightly so. Is he right to be angry about dogs, Jeff? What's your opinion?
Not at all. He should not be angry at dogs. No. What have dogs ever done to him? Dogs are man's best friend.
Yeah.
You know, last time I checked, I was a man.
Yeah.
They can. It's a wonderful little thing.
I want to just stop you there straight away, because they can, of course, also be a woman's best friend. There's nothing to say they can't. That is dog equality.
That's diamonds.
Oh, you've got a point, actually. Yeah. So what...
Diamond dogs.
Yeah, yeah. How do we bring those together? Because if a diamond is a girl's best friend and a dog is a man's best friend, isn't that sexist in this day and age? And if so, yes. what is a transgender's best friend? Don't answer that.
I love diamonds as well.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. But do you like diamonds and dogs then? And you...
No.
Oh. Oh, no, you don't like dogs. No, sorry, you don't like dogs, but you like diamonds. Right. Fine. Look, it is a difficult argument. So, Jeff, just to bring that back to you. Right, so you're saying that dogs can only be the best friend of a man?
Yes.
Right. Because women have diamonds, and diamonds are more valuable anyway.
Well, that's right, yeah. Dogs. I mean, dogs' life is very expendable. Diamonds are forever.
Right.
Said Bond.
What makes it uniquely a dog, though? And I'm just wondering... This is, yes. This is
what?
Yeah. Was that a for or against argument there in the background?
No, I was just checking that my daughter hadn't pooed herself.
Okay, good. Could you check that you haven't pooed yourself as well while we're here?
There's quite a good chance that I have, to be fair.
Yeah. Okay.
I have as well. That was quite well.
Yeah, I think we all did. It was like that BBC News clip, but not as viral.
This ain't going to go viral.
Yeah. So, look, what makes a thing a dog uniquely a dog? Because what I'm wondering is, Bob, if you're against dogs, okay, let's say, is it just dogs or all other animals, first of all?
But I'm not really a fan of any animal. I just think they're pesky.
Yeah.
I think they're very, very pesky.
Pesky.
And sometimes I go to my friend's house and they do have animals. They've got dogs and they've got cats.
Cats.
And they just want everything from you. I'm opening a bar of chocolate and I know you're not going to give animals or
chocolate. No, don't, no.
But I do on purpose.
Yeah.
Just because I don't like them.
Yes, I understand that, but I just wonder if what makes a dog uniquely a dog, Jeff? Is it the snout? I mean, what I'm saying is, could you just take off the dog bits that make it a dog? Could you? Or because at what point do you stop cutting a bit off then it's a different animal? Because then you're not going to be offended by it, are you?
Well, if you cut too much off, you get a seal, don't you? Them reserves.
Yes, I suppose you do. A seal can look a bit like a dog if you cut it.
I don't want that to happen to any dog.
No, okay, none of us do. Heaven forfend. This is just...
Can I tell you about my little dog?
Please do.
That I've got. He's a little pug.
Yeah.
Right? His name's Peter. He's named after Peter Powell.
Yeah.
Right? He's always by my side. You know, it's lovely. Every day he's by my side. And to be honest, John, you know,
You should really get yourself a little, bug-eyed, squishy-faced sidekick, maybe. You have one every day. It'd be lovely.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea, isn't it? You mean some sort of, I don't know, some sort of flat-faced, sort of docile, but, you know,
yeah.
Creature that...
Very, sort of like it. It'll never, it always agree with you.
Yeah, that sort of thing,
as well.
Sort of with his
eyes. Love.
I know exactly the one you mean. The one with its eyes are really too far apart and looking in the directions.
Right.
There's several of them at Crufts. Yeah, no, I might think about that. Yeah, that might be a nice idea. Now you want to get rid of dogs, Bob. So you want to trigger Article 51. Article 50, of course, is Europe. Article 51 is dogs. We know that.
So are you
calling for dogs? It.
Yes, if you like, why not?
Yeah,
that's actually got a good little ring to it. That dog sit.
Yeah,
My neighbour actually dog sits quite a lot.
Yeah,
and there's a smell of horrible poo coming over the fence.
Yes, well, you should pick up dog sit.
You should. Yes.
So I wonder though if we do trigger dog sit, we get rid of dogs, of course. Jeff, that's presumably something you don't want to see because you are of the opinion, I presume, that dogs add something to our economy in that sense.
Well, that's right. I mean, yeah. It's a dog-eat-dog world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Without dogs, you've just got eats, and they're everywhere.
Well, hang on a minute. If it is a dog-eat-dog world, as you suggest, this is something Bob would probably like because he would like to see a dog eat every other dog, presumably.
Yeah.
So if dog ate dog, then we'd run out of dog. You'd just have one great big fat dog at the end of it, would you not?
Well,
but
it's just
a
participation sport.
Yeah. I mean,
were you talking to me there? I was sidetracked by a 3-year-old child she's playing with Peppa Pig toys at the moment.
Right. Are you all right with pigs, though?
I've been forced to like pigs, especially a daddy pig.
Yeah. I mean, pigs is for another day. But we got. Let's concentrate on dogs.
It's fine.
I just wonder what do you make of the dog? This is interesting. This dog scrappage scheme. Now, this was, of course, announced in the budget by Philip Hammond, the Chancellor liar of the Exchequer, and he said, didn't he, that if you've got the wrong type of dog now, such as a big dog, he said a big dog was wrong. Then you can trade them in for smaller and different animals, and the dog will be scrapped. What do you make of that, Jeff?
That's disturbing.
Yeah.
That is really, really foul. I mean, how small is small?
Well, he's
how big is big?
Well, he's just saying big dogs and small dogs at the moment. We haven't got a.
If you had Digby, the greatest dog, the biggest
dog
in the world,
Digby. Yes, absolutely.
What the hell would you do after that? What would you get? What's he worth?
Well, if Digby, the biggest dog in the world, did that fall into your dog-eat-dog world? Because if a dog is eating the other dog...
Yeah.
No, I want to play you something. Have a quick listen to this for me. Have a quick listen to this. Who let the dogs out? Right, that's interesting, isn't it? But now have a listen to this. Who let what out? If you get rid of that, like we did there... Who's going to let what out?
I said testicles. Inappropriate.
You said testicles, right? What do you say?
Well, I said let out. It's just let one out.
Let one out. You're calling for one to be let out.
Yeah, just let one out. Just
let one. You're saying let one out.
Sneaky one. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Two, no.
Deadly.
That's the one.
Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden as well?
Yes. Dog trials, yes.
That's right.
Yes,
but the trials they're doing, the dog trials, are where this is quite interesting. Dogs, as we know, pull sledges right in snowy countries, right? Often on dating apps, they pull sledges for hookups, and they hook the dogs up to the sledges, don't they? It's not Tinder. That's humans. What is it called? Dogger? No, that's not Dogger. That's Paul Ross. Growler. It's called Growler. And there's a dog hookup site called Growler where dogs can pull sledges. But what they're doing in Sweden is they've actually bred sledges with dogs, and now dogs are being born without paws, but with skis instead. Because it makes the whole process easier. And that brings me back to my original point, Jeff, is when is a dog not a dog? What makes it uniquely a dog? If you take the paws off and you breed dogs with skis instead of feet, does that still make it a dog, or is it a sort of furry sledge? What's your answer to that, Jeff?
Well, I think it's still a dog.
You say it's still a dog. What about you, Bob? Is it still a dog?
I don't know. It sounds like some crazy sort of ski dog. But yeah, I suppose it could be a dog, and I would hate it if it was.
But where would we draw? Where do you draw the line? If you get the snout off, is that still a dog?
Will it eat all my food?
Well, this is.
If it does, then I'll be annoyed at it anyway.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm trying to get at is when is a dog not a dog? I mean, if you just get the snout off a dog, if you got a dog and put a Snapchat filter of a rabbit on it? Is it still a dog?
No, it's not.
It's not. What is it?
It's some sort of dog rabbit mutant thing. Yeah, that's quite disturbing. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like the sound of that. Have you heard about the female dogs they've had in Sweden though, John? They've been trying them on the walking thing, and they've had a problem with the spatial awareness. They keep tripping over stuff.
Right.
And, you know, those bitches be tripping.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and there we must leave the debate, because that is a problem.
Yeah.
So, listen.
Hello.
Thank you. Is that... Could you,
I don't know who that was. I really don't.
Could you...
I know there's a third wheel in this debate.
Could you put the child on?
Hello, Anna. Do you want to say hello?
Yeah.
Hello to Mr. John Holmes.
Hello, Mr. John Holmes.
Hello. What's your name?
What's your name? You know it, don't you?
Luella.
Do you like dogs?
Do you like dogs?
Yeah.
And there we must leave the debate. Thank you. I know you do, Bob, but...
I just want to apologise about this whole mess.
It's all good. Bob, Jeff, thank you very much. Bob, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Whoopsie-daisy.
Thank you, Jeff.
Who let the child out?
Yeah, woof. thank you very much indeed. That's a big debate. What do you think? Do we need dogs? I mean, we've got them, but do we need them, really? I mean, what's the point of them now? And when is a dog not a dog? How much of a dog would you have to remove for it not to be a dog anymore? It's post-Brexit Britain. It's 2017. We've got board games and pimento stuffed olives. Why the hell do we need dogs? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
When Ollie found a hole in his work boot one morning, Screwfix were already open with a brand new pair in his size. When Tom realised the handsaw he had wasn't right for the job, Screwfix were right around the corner with something a bit more powerful. And when Colin ran out of guttering, Screwfix's click and collect got him back to work in no time. 500 stores nationwide, all open early till late, and click and collect in as little as 1 minute. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
When a stroke strikes, the damage spreads like a fire in the brain. When you spot any single one of the signs, think and act fast. F, face. Has it fallen on one side? A, arms. Can they raise them? S, speech. Is it slurred? T, time to dial 999. The faster you act, the better their chances. So even if you're not sure, act fast. Make the call. Dial 999.
Gary, I came as quick as I could. What's the matter, Larry? All this week, the Sun have only gone and got the favourite pullout for full-on Cheltenham coverage.
You horsing around?
No, and they've also got a new free tipping game with a share of 20 grand up for grabs.
We better trot on and get involved. Pick up the Sun for a full-on Chelter belter.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change in Plumpton in Lancashire. The A583 Preston New Road, just to the east of the M55, remains closed in both directions because of an ongoing police incident. If you're north on the M42 near Junction 6 for Coventry, there's congestion there because of a broken down vehicle. The northbound M6 near Birmingham is back to normal after earlier problems. The eastbound A14 heading away from the M6 at Catthorpe is very slow. One lane is now open past a vehicle fire. And in Monmouth, better news for the A40. The restrictions north at the Dixon roundabout have been lifted and traffic is easing. I'm Joanna Adams.
Here's your chance to become truly epic. With not one, not two, but a squadron, a swarm, a hurricane, a meteor shower, a galaxy, a universe of epic discounts. Visit Money Supermarket right now and you could save up to £275 on your car insurance. You're so Money Supermarket. 51% of customers saved up to £275 on their car insurance based on Consumer Intelligence data December 2016.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's the time that it is now. A lot of your reactions coming in for today's big debate, of course. Dogs, do we need them? Nicola Sturgeon, of course, said in her speech at the Scottish Parliament earlier when she talked about Scottish independence, she said, cry havoc, let's slip the dogs of war. We are now at war with Europe. All kicked off, of course, after Turkey called the Dutch Nazis. People from Dutchland have been very angry about that. We've got involved now. There's a full-scale war on. Cornelius, what's been coming
Lots in? Coming in, John. The French tickler says he had a dog with skis for feet, but it shot his girlfriend through a bathroom door.
Right, okay.
And DJ Bobo's...
Put in a kennel. Go on.
DJ Bobo has said, what can make you move a chihuahua?
Thank you very much, DJ Bobo, for sending that in. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we need dogs, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word.
Now, from dogs to fish, because today, Nicola Sturgeon, of course, she's called sturgeon, which is a kind of fish. Alex Salmond, he's Scottish as well. He's been talking about it. He's called salmon. He's a kind of fish. So we are looking at the main story this afternoon, which is, of course, that Nicola Sturgeon said she wants to trigger a second Scottish referendum, the second in a generation. Theresa May has condemned what the SNP have said, of course. Scottish Labour will oppose it, says Jeremy Corbyn, but that doesn't matter because there aren't really any Scottish Labour MPs. And so, where does that leave us? Well, I'll tell you where it leaves us. It leaves us with a pun of fish and politics today. That's where. So, already we've enjoyed Angela Merkel. We've enjoyed the Conservative Party.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, and Diane Crabbett, not a fish, but certainly aquatic. So if you've got any of these, then we do want to be here. Ring from you. Cornelius, what have you got? What's coming
Lots
in there?
Lots coming in. Andrew Higgins has really gone for it on Twitter. He's come in with PMs include Turbot Asquith.
Yes.
Winston Churchill.
Yes.
Neville Chamberlain.
Right.
Ling, maybe a fish.
Yeah.
William Pitt the Conger.
That's good, actually.
Would also work for Politician and Dancers. And Maggot Thatcher.
Good. Stingravid Cameron. Barack Robama. Scampeter Mandelson. And Jeremy Hunt. Brackets.
What?
He's a slippery character.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, hashtag fish politics. That's from Alex. Right, okay, keep those coming in. Of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with any word you like.
All right, then. Here we go. When I got to work this morning, what I was faced with was an angry Cornelius, because he had, over the weekend, been has dramatically altered his appearance, shall we say this. And not for the good. I mean, not that his eyes are now looking in the right direction or anything, like the front of his face or anything like that. But it turned out he'd come to work, and in the time honoured tradition of when a colleague has this done, people had openly mocked his new haircut. And
it's not that they mocked it.
I mean, they did.
No, they just went...
No, they really did.
You've had a haircut. Which is a thing that happens every time I get a haircut.
Yeah.
And it is the most annoying thing in the world. Because, yes, I know I had a haircut.
Yeah.
I know that information. I didn't just get drunk all weekend and come out the other end of it with a haircut.
Looks like you
That's
might
only
have...
partly true.
Yeah.
I remember getting the haircut.
Yes. Did you choose...
Why do people have to tell me that I got a hair... I know I got a haircut.
Did you choose that haircut?
It's a bit shorter than I wanted. So,
is it?
Yes.
But it's a good thing, because at the end of the day, your hair, as we've established on this programme many times before, is essentially... what grows on your head is essentially what grows in most people's crotches. Okay, so...
Genitals.
Yes. Well, that is one of your nicknames. Head.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Cressida.
Yeah. Yeah, your big Cressida head. So, but you have gone further than I've ever seen you before.
It's shorter than I've ever got my hair cut before.
Yeah,
and there is a reason for this.
Yeah, is it because you had a haircut with someone who's never ever cut hair before?
No. What happened was before I got my haircut, I went to my parents' house and my dad asked me to mow his lawn.
Oh, you fell in the mower.
So I didn't. No, that's not happened.
Oh.
But to thank me, he gave me a beer and we enjoyed a beer in the sun.
That's nice.
Yes, it was nice. And then I went to have my haircut at Jack's Barbers, West Wickham.
Yeah,
and
it's where all the stars go.
Yeah, it was so therapeutic and relaxing.
Yes,
and I had a beer
in the
and
sun.
It was quite warm.
Yeah.
So I fell asleep on the chair.
Right,
and that's why I have.
So he just
short hair makes me look
kept
slightly
going,
racist.
Kept going until you woke up.
She, you said.
She kept. Well, you just. What was his name?
Her name.
No, you just gave a man's name out. The barber.
No, that's the name of the barber shop.
Right.
Jack's Barbers, West Wickham. Only £11 for a haircut.
Well, that you were overcharged for that. So did you... So, okay, what was the lady's name?
I don't know.
Oh, right, so...
You made me look horrible there.
Yes, I did.
She didn't know. She didn't ask my name, so...
Right, so...
She must have known.
And obviously she wasn't chatting to you because you were asleep.
Yeah.
So did you think she did that to you deliberately because you were rude? Or did she just keep going?
Before I drifted off, she sort of did that thing where they hold your hair up in two fingers and won't go that long.
Yeah.
And obviously no one ever measures their hair like that at any point in their life other than when they're going, how long do you want your hair? So you can't tell how long that actually is.
Yeah.
So we decided on some length.
Yeah.
But I think it was longer than what I normally have. But then I just woken up and all my hair had largely gone.
Yeah, welcome to my world, but for different reasons.
So, yeah.
Age. Right, okay. Well, as long as you're happy with it now.
You know what, I am, because if anything, it will last longer. So I won't have to get a haircut for a while.
Yeah.
At Jack's Barbers, West Wickham.
Yeah. You're still paying...
It's next to Lidl.
Oh, that explains it. Right, so it's a kind of Lidl haircut in many ways, isn't it? That's what it is.
No, it's all right.
It's budget. It's off-the-shelf own brand haircut is what you've got.
No, it's not.
You know what you're getting, so that's why you go there. That's fine. You know what you're getting, don't you? And that's fine. But you fell asleep and it went too far.
Mm.
Right. All right. Just checking. Anyway, they did mock it, everyone in the office, but only when you weren't there, really. So if you want to mock Cornelius's haircut, then please do. You don't even need to see it.
I haven't seen it.
Doesn't matter. Just join in. 87222.
Sorry, message with the word.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Please leave me alone.
Okay. In the next half an hour of the programme, then, cometh the hour... Cometh Tanya's bonus news, and you could win some meat. Now, we have chicken, beef or lamb to give away in a game of banned or idiotically named dog from Crufts. It was Crufts, of course, best in show and so forth over the weekend. But the dogs all have stupid names. Well, they look stupid, but they also have stupid names. Is what I read out the name of a banned or a stupidly named dog? If you'd like to play, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And not only can your choice be of chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg because we're not racist, but also... You can have your choice of a tin of dog food as well, chicken, beef or lamb or veg, if they do that kind of thing. That's all to come on the programme in the next half an hour. It's just gone 3:30. Tanya's here with the news now on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. The Prime Minister says the SNP should stop playing politics with the future of our country. Theresa May's reacted to Nicola Sturgeon's announcement that she wants to hold a second independence referendum for Scotland between autumn next year and spring 2019. She's accused the First Minister of having tunnel vision.
It sets Scotland on a course for more uncertainty and division, creating huge uncertainty. And this is at a time when the evidence is that the Scottish people, majority of the Scottish people, do not want a second independence referendum.
MPs are preparing to debate the legislation that will start the process of the UK leaving the EU after peers voted to change parts of it. It's expected to pass without those amendments, leaving Theresa May free to trigger Article 50 as soon as tomorrow. A Royal Marine who shot an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan will find out the result of an appeal against his murder conviction on Wednesday. The Court Martial Appeal Court in London will announce its decision in a challenge brought by Sergeant Alexander Blackman. They've heard argument that fresh psychiatric evidence would have provided him with a diminished responsibility defence. Up to 2,000 rail workers are on strike in one of the biggest days of disruption since the industry was privatised. RMT members on Merseyrail, Northern and Southern are walking out for 24 hours in a row over driver-only trains. And cosmetics firm Lush is threatening to focus its expansion outside of the UK because of Brexit. It recently opened a new manufacturing plant in Dusseldorf in Germany and is concerned it could suffer if the free movement of goods and people becomes restricted. The weather, warm and sunny for most of the UK, but some rain is likely for the far northwest later. The high 16 Celsius. And there's more news in half an hour.
There's more news now.
There is.
There's more news now because it's time for today's bonus news. Tanya knows only too well that the news is shorter than it used to be. So to make the time up, we invented bonus news, animal news, vegetable news, mineral news. Today, it's mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
And Tanya's got it.
I have. We're going to start off with a 14-year-old girl called Dana. Now, she has a form of muscular dystrophy, so she faces many challenges. But this is a really lovely story, actually, because things like getting a drink out of the refrigerator or just grabbing a tissue from the box, things that most of us take for granted, she struggles with. But now Dana has actually found her solution to some of those everyday problems in the most lovable package, and that's a 2-year-old Labrador, and he's called Zinc.
Zinc. I honestly was wondering where the hell we were going with all of that. I was thinking this is like, this is not, this is not, no. But well, there it is.
So the dog is called Zinc. Yes. And he's a unique caramel coloured as well.
Why is he called Zinc? I would have thought silvery coloured.
No, that's his short name. It's Afterglow Miami Zinc.
Of course. Topical reference to Crufts there.
Possibly. Not quite sure. But he's called Zinc, and he does loads for Dana. Things like he had 2 weeks of training in New Jersey, and he can do things like opening and closing glass doors. He can retrieve dropped objects such as a cell phone, a remote controller or a pen, pull a tissue out of a box. He can lift Dana's hand if it slides off her wheelchair armrest. He can even hand the cashier money via his mouth.
What?
And he's also able to open doors using a pull cord on the handles, and he also carries things in his mouth. So he's a really, really helpful
dog. This is the kind of dog that should be getting the best awards.
Yeah, I think
Not some kind of weirdly groomed cocker spaniel from America. That pointlessly hopping over things.
I know. This, you know, Zinc actually does benefit Dana in her everyday life. So that's wonderful. So that's Zinc.
Zinc, the dog. It's mineral news. It's animal news and mineral news all wrapped up in one.
Well, I can throw some vegetables in as well if you want at some point.
Yeah, fine. Well, if she dropped a carrot, that could be picked up as well.
Exactly.
So
he can
it does
pick it
technically
up.
Work.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
Next.
Now, scientists have come up with a few ideas about how to survive an apocalypse, apparently.
Right.
Some of it involves minerals. Now, they've revealed tips on how to reboot civilization by ensuring drinking water is safe and learning how to grow your own food. Among the skills that you need are being able to prevent infections with homemade soup, generate power and driving tree-powered cars. Now, the last two are restarting the chemical industry and there's loads of scientific billionaires. Oh, hang on. You know I don't like that.
Turn over the disc.
Oh, it's not a very good system.
It's a very slow system.
Really, it really is. Ah, oh, great. There we go. So now, there are billionaires who've made their fortunes in Silicon Valley and they're a bit worried about the future. So some of them are reportedly buying vast estates in places such as New Zealand, etc. And they're buying apocalypse... You know, as apocalypse insurance. Mm. Anyway, so what do they need to do, I hear you ask?
What do they need to do?
Well, this scientist has come up with various different things. To purify your water, you need to make sure... boiling, of course, is perfectly fine.
Yes.
But it uses up a lot of fuel. What you need is you need to use iodine tablets, right?
Okay.
Okay. And bleach as well.
What, you bleach your water?
You need to bleach...
Sounds terribly dangerous.
You need to use bleach or even swimming pool chlorine... can be diluted to chemically disinfect suspect water.
Can it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to drink that. You've got to be very careful with how you're mixing that, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got to be very careful.
Don't drink bleach, kids.
No, definitely don't drink bleach.
Don't drink swimming pools.
Definitely don't do that. But there's some of the things that... that you can do.
Okay,
anyway, let's move on to Vladimir Putin. Yeah. Now, apparently, he's got his own giant treasure mountain, which provides him with an unlimited trove of gold and platinum. Okay.
I hope it's an actual mountain as well.
He likes shiny things, apparently, yeah. The Russian leader, of course. And apparently he's believed to have a net worth of up to £150 billion and lives the life of a kingpin. Now, expensive mineral mining has fueled the Russian economy, apparently, to make it one of the most powerful countries in the world. So there you go.
There we go.
It appears the 8 kilometres wide treasure mountain at the Kondyor Massive has something much more valuable than gold, and that is platinum. So he's got gold and he's got platinum. He's got it all.
Does he ride his mountain of gold bare-chested on his horse?
Yeah, bare-chested on his horse. Not quite sure about that.
All right.
One last little bit of mineral news, if you haven't had enough already.
We can never have enough of this.
So air conditioning in the House of Commons chamber has been permanently turned down amid fears that a lethal level of asbestos is lurking in the ventilation system. According to a senior Whitehall source, House of Commons authorities have previously been forced to consider an emergency evacuation. Of course, it's been in the news recently. Mm. They're looking at, you know, moving everyone out, decamping for 6 years while they, you know, sort it all out. Despite a second reading being ordered, which suggested that the quantities had been reduced to a safe level, the authorities have taken the decision to permanently turn down the air condition system to reduce any risk.
Mineral news.
Oh, I see. Sorry. I have a little aside. So can we play some more music?
I've sort of finished.
Yeah,
now,
it's just a tiny little aside.
Just to round things out.
Just a little.
Oh, that's good.
A second reading, and then it'll have to go to the Lords, and they'll have to read through it.
Yes. What is it tomorrow? Is it animal news?
Yes.
Oh, that's my favourite.
Yes. Right, thank you very much, Tanya.
By the way, I love your haircon.
Thanks.
Aircon? You've just been talking about that. And like the aircon, that contains traces of asbestos.
That contains some sort of minerals. There was some sort of mineral news in there.
It's not right, is it?
Great aircon.
Yeah.
Great aircon.
It's rubbish. Right, coming up in the next bit, your chance to win some meat in a game of band or sticking with dogs there. That one's called Zinc. But there are a lot more stupidly named dogs than that, let me tell you, and they're all at Crufts. Band or stupidly named Crufts dog. Next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Immense battles lie ahead. Generals ready their troops. Reigning champions, fallen heroes and talented pretenders will all collide. Cheltenham is coming. Our best odds guaranteed at the festival. Price boosts at 10:30 and midday. Bonuses on all multi-bets. And extra places daily. Conditions and exclusions apply. Betfred, at the heart of Cheltenham.
Keep it fun, gamble responsibly.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got a 6x6 foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Good news. I'm getting a pay rise.
I'm getting a pay rise too.
So am I.
That's because from the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage
will be going up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage
and the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again. Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news in Plumpton for the A583 Preston New Road. It's closed to the east of the M55 following an incident, but has reopened. New problems for the M6 near Birmingham. If you're southbound, junction 7 to 6 are laned out because of an accident. Queue's pretty much back towards junction 8 now. There's delays as you head away from the M6 at the Catford interchange for the eastbound A14. That's because of a vehicle fire. One lane still closed on the A14 and the queues are backing up along the southbound M6. And slow for the M1 in Bedfordshire, southbound because of an accident near junction 11 for the Dunstable Road. I'm Jarena Adams.
Here's your chance to become truly epic. With not one, not two, but a squadron, a swarm, a hurricane, a meteor shower, a galaxy, a universe of epic discounts. Visit Money Supermarket right now and you could save up to £275 on your car insurance. You're so Money Supermarket. 51% of customers saved up to £275 on their car insurance based on consumer intelligence data December 2016.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, the news is very complicated, isn't it, of course?
I can't get my head around it.
Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, says she will seek approval next week for the second referendum, of course, on independence. She's been pushed into it by Alex Salmond and others. That's what some sources are saying this afternoon. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, said the vote will be divisive and certainly cause uncertainty, which is a strange thing to say in terms of certainty. But anyway, the other pages, the front pages today, of course, David Davis still coming in for a lot of flack for his Brexit plans. Britain will be pushed to the back of the heap for trade links without a deal on Brexit. The Sun newspaper have gone about you, Cornelius. Anyone seen the Sun today? 200 million aircon.
What?
This is
not about me.
The Sun have that it's a fantasist couple who've conned family and friends into quitting their jobs by offering them a slice of a fake inheritance. That's the front page of the
That's
Sun.
That's not me.
But it also refers to you, of course, with your you're called Con.
Yeah.
You've had an appalling haircut.
No.
And you were charged money for it. So that is technically an hair con, isn't it? So a hair con. You are conned.
Shut up.
Your hair. Right then. The news is quite complicated. You just can't get your hair around it. Right. So, five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present to you the news, very much analysed and explained, through haikus.
Haikus.
Boris says we'll be fine without Brexit deal. He just means his family.
In high school.
Okay, it's time to give away some meat on the programme. It's what we do. It's what we do. It's a budget thing. We don't have the money or resources for proper gifts and prizes, so instead we simply give away meat almost each and every day. Your choice of chicken, beef or lamb. That's right, it's the only radio station, radio show in the world where you can win a chicken. Or beef or lamb. Or a box of organic veg. Why, Cornelius?
Because we're not racist!
That's right. And today, because we're going to play banned or stupidly named dog at Crufts, we're going to throw in your choice of a can of dog food as well. A chicken, beef or lamb, or organic veg, if that is a thing. I don't know, haven't you? Max is on the telephone. Hello, Max.
Hello, how's it going?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Enjoying the sun.
Enjoying the sun. It is, isn't it? Isn't it, though?
It's sunny.
Very, very uncharacteristic for this time of year, as they say, if we are going to banter about weather, Max. No, it won't. You're right. Where are you enjoying the sun, by the way?
I'm down in Brighton.
Brighton? Ah, mm-hmm. So you're trapped there because none of the trains are running.
None of them are. I'm supposed to get one later, but it doesn't look like it's happening.
No, so you're stuck there. What do you do in Brighton, Max?
I work at a bar.
Oh, do you?
The seafront.
Oh, very nice. And have you been doing that long? Do you live down? Have been living there long?
Yeah, I've been in there for about 5 years. Came down there for uni.
Okay. Yeah, it's nice Brighton, isn't it? Lovely Brighton, Max. That's what.
Nice and windy.
Isn't it? Right, okay. Look, I've got meat to give you, Max. It's my gift to you. Okay.
Thank you.
So if you... what's your knowledge of Crufts like, by the way?
I would say I'm a cat guy.
Okay.
So bad.
Bad. Well, it's all right. But you'll know, of course, that dogs at Crufts are named stupidly by their stupid owners, OK? You're aware of
obviously.
That?
Obviously.
Yeah. So I'm going to call out things. It's either the name of a band or a stupidly named Crufts dog. Band or dog, it is that simple, Max. That's all you have to say. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
I forgot I'd play this one.
Cornelius. Asprodcast, who is through the glass, will be keeping score, of course. And your choice, should you score highly enough, chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg, Max?
I'm going to go with lamb.
You're going to go with lamb?
Yeah.
I'm also going to throw in a tin of dog food, irrespective of whether you have a dog or not. Chicken, beef, okay. Or lamb?
Lamb again.
Lamb dog food. Okay. Fine, so you get a tin of dog food, you get some lamb for yourself. And that's what you do in a game of banned or stupidly named Crufts Dog. Here we go. Right then. Max. Yep. Versus Cornelius.
Yes.
Alphabetical order. Max first. Lucky Star, Max. Lucky Star. Band or dog?
Band.
It's a dog. It's a spaniel. It's a Crufts spaniel. I have to say, that is, as names go for Crufts dogs, that's a fairly normal one. It's about to get worse. Yeah, it is. I know. Bit of a trick for you there, but anyway. Band or dog at Crufts, Cornelius? Norway Chuckles.
Norway Chuckles.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for band.
It's a dog, it's a bulldog. It's a Crufts dog, it's a bulldog. Norway Chuckles. Afghanistan Banana Stand, Max.
It's got to be a band.
It is a band, sorry. Good. Very good, yes. Cornelius.
Yeah, what?
Bambi Molester.
Band.
Yes. Mother Tucker's Yellow Duck.
Dog.
Band. Cornelius. Tossland Vanilla Rice.
Band.
No, it's a dog.
What?
Yeah. Mussolini's Head Kick.
Band.
Yes. Fish Witch Gore Blimey. Fish Witch Gore Blimey.
Isn't that Cass? Dog.
No, that's an egg witch.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah. Ask Broadcast. She's our assistant producer. She works through the glass. She smells of an egg. Max. Sandstorm Saracen. Sandstorm Saracen.
Oh, that sounds pretentious enough to be a band. Band.
Ah, oh, it's a Welsh Terrier. It's a Welsh Terrier, Sandstorm.
Oh.
I know. Tracy. Obviously. I know. Tracy the Witch.
Isn't that cat?
No, she's Cass the Witch.
Oh, yeah.
She's our assistant producer. She works through the glass. She smells like egg.
Band.
It's a cocker spaniel. It's a dog. Max, Bimbo Tool Shed.
Band.
Yes. Cornelius, Flaming Donuts of Jesus. Band or dog?
Dog.
Band. Man Among Poodles.
I can't be a dog. Band.
Yes, band. Cornelius. Flossy Unicorn Puppet Show.
Dog.
Band. Band.
Oh, oh. Are there any dogs in this?
Oh, yeah. Bumblecorn Cat Nightmare.
What was that?
Bumblecorn Cat Nightmare.
Dog.
Yep. Colourbox Nanny.
Dog.
Yes. Rough Shoot Fire and Ice. Band or dog?
Band.
Dog. Cornelius. Fabulous Willy. That's not a compliment. Is it a band or is it a dog?
Dog.
It is a dog. It's a, it's a Tibetan Terrier. Max, Heather Necessity. Heather Necessity. Band or dog?
Dog.
Yes, Scottish Terrier. Very good. Crufts dog. And finally, Cornelius. Band or stupidly named dog at Crufts? Admiral Poopy Pants.
Band.
It's a band.
Yes.
Right, we've got to get a cast who's going to get the scores for us right now. And this is all to get Max, who is in Brighton, who works in a bar, a lamb and a tin of lamb dog food for his non-existent...
Can you have
one on now? Non-existent dog. Right, Cass, what are the scores?
I've got to fire up the system.
Okay, fire up the system. There we go. Well, it's a very slow system, I'm afraid, Max. It's, I do apologise in advance for that, because it just goes... It's like dial-up thing we have here. There's no proper internet, and it's all... dial it up and stuff. Yeah. Oh,
okay, we're in.
Okay, we're in. Right.
I've got the score.
Okay. Add it up.
I'll stop typing now so that I can. There we go.
Yeah.
Stop typing.
You're stop typing.
Stop typing.
Stop typing.
I've stopped.
Yeah.
You're talking to your hands.
Yep. Congo.
Yeah. This is not. This is to win. This is to win a lamb.
Or a lamb tin.
And then also a tin of lamb dog food.
Lamb
yeah.
Sand.
Yeah.
Congo 3.
Yes.
Max got 5.
Is that enough for him to win the lamb?
Yes.
He's right, yes, he's right. Max, congratulations, you've won lamb. For you and a dog.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It's a game of band or stupidly named dog at Crufts. It's only on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and look, here's Sam Delaney, who's come in because he's got a programme coming very shortly indeed.
I sure have.
Yeah.
Live at Drive. Yeah. Great show. Well, much loved by the British public.
Yep.
Today we'll be talking about the final countdown to Brexit, because the bill goes back to the Commons today. And there'll be a lot of sort of arguments in, you know, trivial sort of little bickering in the Commons, and lots of people on Sky News and things like that sort of arguing the wrongs and rights. And then the bill will just go through and we'll leave Europe.
Yeah.
And I want to know how people feel about that.
Fair enough.
And there's also going to be Nicola Sturgeon's asked for another referendum on Scottish independence.
Yeah.
But, I mean, her party's called the Scottish Nationalist Party. If she wasn't asking for another referendum on independence, then what would be...
the point of the party.
She'd sit there, yeah. She'd be in an existential malaise, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
She'd be thinking, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
I've just called to not try and pursue independence. Why am I here? What's going on? So, no, we'll be talking about that too. We've also got not only a rabbi in the studio... but also a former member of the boy band A1.
Wow. So, I mean, it gets no better than
sounds
that.
Sounds like the setup to a brilliant joke.
It does.
Yeah, I'll have the punchline tomorrow.
What's,
if you want the punchline, listen to the show. Yeah.
Which one of A1 is it?
Don't know.
No.
Don't know who any of them are.
Fine, fair enough. Good. Right. Excellent programme with Sam Delaney coming up next on Talk Radio.
Johnny booked it.
Of course he bloody did. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, 1 till 4. Have a good evening. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.